try it for free. That's right. You heard free, and we mean free.
Call 1-800-311-0399 while Epiclear supplies last. Shipping and handling not included. Call 1-800-311-0399.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
Katrina-stricken hospitals, critical condition.
We're not even ready for a bus accident.
Blame Tehran.
Iran is definitely a destabilizing force in Iraq.
Too small to be a planet?
Pluto is much smaller.
The suspect knew all about it.
Carr had great interest in the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Nearly a year after Katrina battered the Gulf Coast, hospital emergency rooms are on life support. That's the bottom line of a new survey. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has the details.
82% of emergency doctors in areas racked by hurricanes Katrina and Rita warn the system can't handle any major disaster right now. That from a survey by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Beds are short, waiting times are long. In New Orleans, where Tulane Dr. James Moises works,
we have very limited mental health capacity. Essentially only 10 inpatient psychiatric beds for 250,000 people.
There's a critical shortage of medical personnel. Even so, 36% of these doctors say they're considering getting out.
ER physicians that are dealing with this crisis day in and day out are saying to themselves, at some point, enough is enough, and it's time to move on.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
There are fresh grumblings in the nation's capital over the quality of U.S. intelligence, this time dealing with Iran. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Serious complaints about the Republican-controlled House Intelligence Committee. It finds intel lacking on Iran. The panel points to significant gaps in information on Iran's nuclear program. CBS News Homeland Security consultant Randy Larson says the U.S. needs more spies on the ground there.
We don't have agents inside those facilities. It's difficult to determine, are they 1 year away from a nuclear weapon or 6 or 7 years away from a nuclear weapon?
This reported information shortfall comes just as the administration and its allies notch up the pressure over Iran's nuclear intentions. The Bush administration says it's handling the issues mentioned in the intelligence study. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
And one of the top U.S. generals in Iraq says Iran is behind the Shiite insurgency racking the country. Brigadier General Michael Barbaro says there's little doubt in his mind.
I think it's irrefutable that Iran is responsible for training, funding, and equipping some of these Shia extremist groups, and also providing advanced IED technology to them.
The violence across Iraq has claimed at least 11 lives today, and the U.S. military says two more American soldiers have been killed. It's been 2 weeks since carry-on baggage restrictions were tightened at airports around the country. Live to CBS's Peter King. And Peter, are the rules going to be eased anytime soon?
Probably not, although the TSA says there have been and will be changes to the list of what's no longer allowed. Meantime, there's an unexpected but welcome side effect from all this. Faster security lines, shorter boarding times at some airports. Wendy Eichinger is with Southwest Airlines.
It's the baggage. It's also customers arriving at the airport in plenty of time. I think people are arriving at the airport a bit early, just not knowing what to expect with the new security rules.
That means more checked baggage, says Tom Parsons at bestfares.com.
Right now we're going into a fall season. The airlines can deal with the extra baggage because it's probably still less baggage than they had to deal during peak June and July.
Reporting live, Peter King, CBS News.
And could it be the end of the cosmic line for Pluto? The world's eminent astronomers are voting today on new guidelines defining what a planet is and isn't. And Jack Horkheimer, the director of the Miami Planetarium, says the outcome may leave Pluto out of the classic club because it's just too small.
When it was first discovered, it was believed that Pluto was about the same size as Earth and Venus. But over the past 3 to 4 decades, better technology has shown us that Pluto is much smaller. In fact, it's only 1,400 miles wide.
And Pluto could be classified a dwarf along with two other bodies. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
This hour brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A Jefferson County teacher has been suspended for not taking down two foreign flags in his classroom. Carmody Middle School geography teacher Eric Hamlin says he hung a Mexican and a Chinese flag next to the American flag to expose students to symbols used in other countries. The school's principal ordered Hamlin to take down the flag, citing a state law that bars the display of foreign flags on public property. Hamlin refused and was suspended for insubordination. The district will likely meet to determine his future. He says he'll contact the ACLU. California investigators found no evidence John Mark Carr had secret knowledge of the JonBenet Ramsey murder, but they say his fascination with the case prompted them to inform Colorado authorities in 2001. The California authorities were investigating Carr in a child pornography case. It's appearing now like Carr is losing an alibi.
Claims by his own family that he was with them in another state. Actually, his wife during the time of the murder have been uncorroborated. The family has been unable to show any evidence or pictures or a paper trail placing Carr with them on Christmas Eve.
Some lawyers say all the hoopla may evaporate shortly. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Couldn't ask for a nicer drive. That's pretty much citywide. Just watch out. Signals, flashing red, Santa Fe Drive at West Evans. North and southbound lanes are affected for you there. Wide open along the Boulder Turnpike, eastbound at Sheridan, and you're right through Aurora in good shape with no wrecks or delays on 225. DIA security wait time today, 5 minutes.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Check this out. High only of 78, partly sunny with thunderstorms. And, boy, looking at the weekend forecast, I just can't resist. High 79 on Saturday, high 80 on Sunday, and the high on Monday, which I really don't want to look at, is 83. Anyway, it's good to have you along here this morning. Thanks so much for joining us. Let me remind you right off the top of the bat, if you're going to see Al Franken tonight, and we'll have Al Franken in the studio this morning around the 8 o'clock hour. If you're going to see Al Franken, you got your Al Franken tickets. Join us for a pre-show party at Bayou Bob's from 5 until 7 on Thursday. That's today. Located right next to the Paramount Theater, free hush puppies, fried pickles, plus two-for-one drink specials. Only Progressive Club members can get in on this deal. So sign up now for more information and log on to am760.net. Mary and I will be there. Mary said she's coming, so Mary and I will be there. And are you planning to show up, Mr. Turk, or are you avoiding this event?
I'd like to come. We'll see. I got to pick up my daughter from school around 4:30, so I don't know if I'd be able to get down there in time, but I'm going to try and make it.
Yeah, I'm going to try to stay till 7 o'clock. I'm going to try to stay through the whole thing. They have to cart me out by the time 7 hits. Also, tomorrow, Broncos tickets again to give away, but we're not going to have the fiasco we had last Friday in which we played political football and everybody won because they were all so good. And for those people waiting for their consolation gifts, we'll get them to you. We just have to get them all arranged and figure out a way to ship them out of here. As I said this morning, we got Al Franken coming up on the program. We're also going to talk to one of my all-time favorite people, Donna Brazil. She is the founding and managing director of Brazil and Associates and is chair of the Democratic National Committee's Voting Rights Institute. And is an adjunct professor at Georgetown University. She's a senior political strategist and former campaign manager for Gore Lieberman in 2000, and is the first African-American to lead a major presidential campaign. And we're going to have her on the phone, which it's just a real treat whenever we can get Donna Brazil on. Also, we're going to have Governor Bill Ritter on to join us, the next governor of the state of Colorado. He's going to talk about some of these attacks that have been launched by the Cowardly Trailhead group. And as well as that, we're going to talk to him about health care and Bob Beaupre, both ways Bob. So that's coming up later on this morning. 303-713-7600. Yes, I do have a fascinating JonBenet Ramsey question to ask you, but guess what? I'm not going to ask it. That's for me to know and for you to find out, and I might do it next week sometime. But not this morning. Here's what I want to talk about this first hour. And I got four open lines here at 303-713-7600. The U.S. Marine Corps, we talked about this yesterday a little bit, is preparing to order thousands of troops to active duty in the first involuntary recall since the early days of the war. Up to 2,500 Marines will be brought back at a time, and there is no cap on the total number who may be forced back into service as the military helps fight the war in Iraq. The call-ups will begin in the next several months. The number of troops in Iraq has climbed back to 138,000, the prevailing number for much of last year. Troop levels had been declining this year to a low of about 127,000 amid growing calls from Congress and the public for a phased withdrawal. Escalating violence in Baghdad has led military leaders to increase U.S. presence there. This is the first time the Marines have had to use the involuntary recall since the beginning of Iraq combat. The Army, meanwhile, has issued orders recalling about 10,000 soldiers so far, but many of those may be granted exemptions. Along with that and the recalling of the Marines and things not going the way they should go in Iraq, John Stoltz is a guy who heads up a group called VoteVets.org. And yesterday he warned ABC News that a call showed up a lack of plans for victory in Iraq and that the problems faced by an overburdened American military, that there are big problems faced by an overburdened American military. Stoltz served as a captain in the Army and in the Iraq War and is still a member of the reserves. In a follow-up interview, Stoltz explained that he views the prospects of a draft returning to the U.S. military. The Pentagon has been saying it's meeting retention goals, but its actions speak louder than words, he explained. The stop loss and reserve call-up action that the Pentagon has taken. And a lot of people believe that this whole stopgap business and this whole reserve call-up is basically a backdoor draft. Stoltz says President Bush has a simple choice. They have to decide between drafting people and cutting and running, because either way they have a big problem. 130,000 was never enough, but you can't sustain force levels where they are. Those are the options. The Bush administration has repeatedly claimed that it is in favor of retaining an all-volunteer military force. Stoltz thinks that in short term they'll stand by that position. What it really tells you is that the Bush administration is not dedicated to democratization. They will cut and run because the political liabilities of having a state that is Iran's proxy aren't as bad as losing political power in the midterm elections, he added. Doing a draft would cause that. All right, my question is it time to institute a draft in this country? Is it time to bring the draft back? At 303-713-7600. I got three lines open right now. Is it time to bring the draft back? Most of us hated the draft when we were kids. I've told my ridiculous story here on this station many times about how I got out. I also note that many who serve in the administration and who are the loudest screamers and yuckers for war never served themselves. As a matter of fact, I'm not even sure. Does anybody know what branch Mike Rosen was in? Do we even know if he served? Was Rosen ever in the military? How about Dan Kaplis? Was he in the military? Gunny Bob was, I know. Anyway... this idea that the government is basically using a backdoor draft, is it time to end this, and is it time to institute a draft? And if America is upset about the war in Iraq now, what would happen if a draft were instituted? A lot of you call up here and can't understand, and I can't sometimes, why there's no outrage about this. What do you think would happen if we had a draft? I bet you there'd be plenty of outrage. Three lines open at 303-713-7600, 618, 18 minutes after 6, here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open lines, use them or lose them here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You asked for it. Now you're getting it. A third show has been added. Comedy Central Live presents Carlos Mencia, The Punisher Tour. September 14th, live at the Buell Theater. Carlos Mencia.
My brother, I am so proud of you. The Winter Olympics? We've sent two black people to the Winter Olympics. Only two. And both of those brothers came back with gold. That's right. I said it. When we send black people to places where they have bling, they come back with it.
Tickets for show number 3 on September 14th are on sale now and going fast at all Ticketmaster locations, the Buell Theater box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone at 303-830-DIXS. Carlos Mencia, The Punisher Tour.
Show number 3, now added for September 14th.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N. com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret. Developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster can help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Hey, I was called up from the inactive reserves in 2004 for the Army, and I'll tell you what, it didn't work. They called up about 5,000 people total in 2004, and about 10% of the total showed up. We were at Fort Leonard Wood, where they expected 500 soldiers, and they got about 30.
Where'd everybody else go? They just didn't bother to report?
A lot of people got, you know, exemptions. A lot of people, you know, were so old that they didn't have to show up, and the rest of them simply just didn't show up. They said, you know, I've done my time. I don't need to show up for this, I guess, and that was that. They set us up back about a month in training because we only had 15 people with our group out of about 100, so we couldn't even train until more people showed up. And not to say that that's going to happen with the Marines, but, you know, I think the Army, if they're going to call up more inactive troops, they know exactly what's going to happen, and they just have to settle for 10% because it's all they got. They have so few people.
So the trouble that we have with the coming collision with Iran and the problems that we have in Iraq and the not being able to settle the sectarian violence there, is it time to go to the country and say, look, we don't have enough troops in Iraq to control the situation. 138,000 troops is not going to get it done. We need more troops. We're going to have to institute a draft.
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's kind of the logic, that the best way to spend a problem, you know, spending too much money is to get more money, you know. I mean, the good thing about not having a draft now is you get people voting with their feet and not volunteering for this ridiculous, you know, mission we've got going on in Iraq. And if they don't have enough people to go to Iran, then, you know, that's kind of a good thing, in my opinion, then they can't do it, you know. I mean, we had military officers with us in 2004 that wanted to attack Iran, you know, and now we're not able to do it because we don't have enough people, and I don't really see that as such a bad thing, you know.
No, you know what, I really don't either. I've been saying on this station now for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I mean, I'm just scared this administration is going to start an air war. But, all right, bottom line, draft or no draft?
I'm going to say no draft, just to keep our, you know, we've got a couple more years of this administration, so we got to kind of basically underfund them by not giving them enough people to do what they want to do, you know. Next thing you know, we'll be invading anywhere else in the region. You know, you got Syria, you know, when you got 300,000 people you can draft up and call into service, you can attack Syria, you can attack Iran, you can attack whoever you want in the region. But if you only have, you know, if you've got 138,000 people in Iraq and it's not enough, then they're shortchanged, luckily for us.
All right, Brian. Thanks, man. Thanks for your service to the country, and have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Okay. And we find out that Mike Rosen is a U.S. Army vet. So we thank him for his service to the country, even though we don't agree with him politically. Here's Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, I think Brian made some excellent points. My only concern is the fact that we are breaking our military right now. I mean, this has been the largest deployment of National Guard troops since World War II. And they were never meant to be used in this fashion. They were never meant to be, you know, a fundamental force in a, you know, some type of conflict. And that's my concern is, you know, you can only deploy these people so many times until, you know, you can't respond to other threats in the world. And that's why I think a draft should be at least openly discussed by our leaders, especially if they're going to continue advocating stay the course, because our military can't take too much more of the current stress that it's under. And I want a strong military. I want a military that's able to, you know, go and protect us. And I worry that if this goes on too much longer, that we aren't going to be able to respond to the other threats that happen in the world.
You know, the only thing with this is the administration, I don't think, would ever do this. And you know why I don't think they would ever do it? It's not because they really care one way or the other about kids having to go off to war. They've got no problems about that. I mean, as long as the Bush twins are safe and Cheney's kids are safe, I mean, what difference does it make? But I think they wouldn't do it because it would be seen by the rest of the country as a sign of weakness in their plans for the Middle East.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't think any politician wants to discuss the draft. But, you know, if we're going to stay the course and if the American people are going to keep buying this, you know, stay and pray or whatever you want to call it in November and they don't decide for a change, our military can't take too much more of stay and pray because it's not working and it's putting them under tremendous stress and it's putting our armed forces, you know, in a position where they can't be successful or, you know, it would hamper their ability to be successful in the future. And that's my concern. I want a strong military going forward that can respond to the other threats that we have in this world.
Yeah, I do, too, and I see us hampered. I really do see us hampered. So you and I are on the same page. We're going to have to do something here. I just don't know if a draft is the way to go. Although, you know, at some point we're going to have to just be honest. I mean, all of us are going to have to be honest with each other and say, hey, we can't let the military and the National Guard, we can't let them continue to keep going as they're going. Marshall, thank you. Have a good day, man.
You too. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Free lines open at 303-713-7600. You want to chime in on this? Get up off your half moons and get connected about whether we should have a draft because. The troops are overstrained, and now we're calling back 2,500 Marines are facing involuntary recall. The Army is doing the same thing. They are not meeting their retention levels. To date, the Army has mobilized 5,000 soldiers, and there's no end in sight in this situation in Iraq. I mean, at least I didn't get any feeling that there was any end in sight. Did you? And anything the president said the other day? I didn't get anything like that. Here's Matt at Longmont. Matt, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, you know what's been nice has been to hear you filling in for Ed Schultz. I've enjoyed you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to make a point. I don't think he will see a draft. That would be a political bullet to the head for him. But I think the point I'd like to make is that I don't think it's a case of where we need to gear up. I think, first of all, the Iran thing, that's looming. That's going to happen. I believe that is going
to
happen.
All right. Now, when you say, wait a minute. When you say it's going to happen, are you resigned to the idea that we're going to have a some sort of a clash with Iran?
Oh, I totally believe it. I'll tell you why. If the movie Men in Black, you know where they go? He goes to get, like, the National Enquirer is like the rap sheet on aliens.
Right.
Well, we have the Daily Times Call paper in Longmont, which is a total speak piece for the Republican Party. And right after the election was when I saw these articles about the threat of Iran started coming on a daily, regular basis. They started grooming us for this, you know, a year and a half ago. And I think it's going to happen. Now, the thing I'm trying to make is our military is we're not ready to do this, but if he starts the war, you know, it's almost like the tail wagging the dog. You know what I'm saying? I can just picture George Bush saying, we had to do a preemptive strike on Iran. We're at war. We need America's finest young men to step forward. And I think that's how it'll go. It's just my opinion. Maybe I'm a little paranoid, but I think that's what's coming.
Well, I don't know if you're paranoid or not. And the reason I say I don't know if you're paranoid or not is because I have a hard time gauging how everyone feels about the Iranian situation. It's one of the most frustrating things. I was talking to Ed Schultz's producer about this off the air, that I know I've been going on about it ad nauseum now for about 3 weeks, and it's hard to get people to talk about the subject of facing a possible, a possible military conflict with Iran, even though there are all sorts of rumors and signs that there are people in the administration that's what they really want to do. But the thing is, when you've got 134,000 troops sitting in the next country, bogged down in a civil war, it doesn't leave you a lot of options. So is it time to go to America's finest young men and women and say, hey, we need your help and we need it now, and that whole thing about your uncle needs you, the draft, let me give you one last part about this draft thing too. I wonder, when I see the names of the dead and where they're from, they're always from these small towns. I wonder if this war is being fought largely by people in the socioeconomic lower scale of the country.
Oh, totally. Well, those are the people that sign up. You know, you don't have college people signing up to go in the military. You have, you know, borderline high school dropouts or high school people that they're the ones that are signing up. You know, another point is, like, look at how we went from Afghanistan to Iraq. You know, we started off one place, and now, you know, everybody's forgotten about Afghanistan. Not completely, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it gets in the news every once in a while. But I think, getting back to what I was saying, I mean, I wonder if that, you know, if fighting the quote-unquote war on terror, which we know is a sham, but going through this whole thing, I wonder if it's everybody's responsibility, not just the responsibility of poor rural kids. Hey, Matt, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, hey, good luck to you, Dave.
Have a good day. All right, four open lines at 303-713-7600. Is that what's going on here? Is the war being fought by poor rural kids, and that not every kid in this country is doing his or her share? And with the way the military is stretched, should we resort to a draft? I got four open lines here. You want to talk about it, 303-713-7600. And if you don't want to talk about it, that's okay, too, because I got plenty to say. 6:33, 33 minutes past the hour. Here's somebody who's always got plenty to say.
Sure.
You're supposed to just jump right in there.
Heavy conditions already this morning along your I-25 drive out of Thornton. We're loaded up 104th to 84th. Give yourself extra time. Commerce City highways, both 270 and I-76, getting very busy. Minor snag, Santa Fe Drive at West Evans has you slowing in the north and southbound lanes. And signals, because of the signals, they're still on the blink. We're waiting for traffic engineering to get them out there and get those cycling correctly. Weather today, variable clouds with scattered gusty storms this afternoon and a high of 92. Currently, it's at 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Donor Alliance is enhancing lives through organ and tissue donation. Sign up today to be an organ and tissue donor.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Process and a more affordable option than paying bank overdraft or bounce check fees to a bank. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with Cityboy284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about a good story, especially a life story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can, Volvo, for life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, lease a new S60 2.5T for $349 a month for 36 months. $33.39 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Marilyn Musgrave doesn't think she has to play by the same rules we do. A newspaper report reveals Marilyn Musgrave rear-ended a heart transplant recipient and stroke victim. Musgrave left the scene of the accident, did not file a police report, did not immediately call the police. The newspaper story says Musgrave left the man who was in, quote, obvious pain and left the scene of the accident because she was, quote, late for work. To add insult to injury, Marilyn Musgrave was the deciding vote to cut billions in veterans funding, billions that would have paid for health care and disability payments to Iraq veterans. Marilyn Musgrave played cut and run with veterans benefits after all veterans have done for our country. All because Marilyn Musgrave caved in to Tom DeLay and the powerful politicians in Washington. Marilyn Musgrave. Cut and run. Hit and run.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 90. Mostly sunny skies. Yeah, Marilyn Manson Musgrave. Call her up. Say, hey, Marilyn, are you forgetting that porn out of the hotels? You think that's bad stuff? Then maybe you would like to ask your own party why you take so much money from the people who distribute it. All right, we're talking about the 2,500 Marines facing an involuntary recall, and the idea, is it time to go to a draft? One member of the service, John Stoltz, who heads the group VoteVets.org, warned ABC News yesterday that the call-up showed a lack of plans for victory in Iraq and the problems faced by an overburdened American military. Stoltz served as a captain in the Army in Iraq and was and still is a member of the reserves. In a follow-up interview, he said the Pentagon has been saying it is meeting its retention goals, but actions speak louder than words. He explained of the stop-loss and reserve call actions that the Pentagon has taken. The President, Stoltz explained, there were simple choices. They have to decide between drafting people and cutting and running because either way, they have a big problem. 130,000 was never enough, but you can't sustain force levels where they are. Those are the options. And the Bush administration, of course, has repeatedly claimed that it's in favor of retaining an all-volunteer military force. My question to you is, if we're going to be in Afghanistan, if we're going to be in Iraq, if we've got trouble brewing with Iran, can we do it with an all-voluntary force? We can't control Iraq now, it seems like, with the 138 or 134,000, it's 138,000 troops that we have there now. So is it time to go to a draft to get it done, to beef up the military? And the National Guard was never designed to do this kind of combat and to be away from home for this period of time. So should we go to a draft? And then you get the whole thing about who's over there serving and for what reason, and does it cut along economic lines? So are the best and the brightest that America has to offer not having to fight the war because they're going to school or doing other things? And what you're getting is you're getting kids from poorer and rural areas who are going, and they're going for the benefits, and there's nothing wrong with doing that, but are they fighting the majority of the situation over there? I haven't seen any statistics on it. I don't know. Here's what I do know, that if you look at the count of the war dead, if you look at the pictures and you read the bios, and there are several publications that always carry them. One is the New York Times, and then I believe George Stephanopoulos does it on the end of every Sunday broadcast. And you see, the thing that hits me immediately about it is, man, these guys are all from small towns. They're all from small towns. And one of the branches of the services, and I can't remember what branch it is, one of them just recently raised the recruitment age to like 42 years old. There's a 42-year-old grandmother who was signing up and wanted to go. 42 years old. That's why I say a lot of these guys who call me up, who sound young and think that, we're performing miracles over there, and that it's the right thing to do, and that we should be there, and, let's go get them. Well, hey, how come you don't go sign up? How come you don't drive down to the recruiter station and say, well, I'm 40 years old, I'm 35 years old, won't you take me? I think you got to be, the max they'll allow is like 30 pounds overweight. So there's got to be people who would fit into that category of being like 30 pounds overweight who could fit that, who call up. So what they do is they sit in their car or they sit in their house or whatever the case may be, calling talk stations and beating on their chests and rumbling and screaming and yelling and going nuts about how we had to go over there and get them all and kill them all and, they're all our enemy and the whole nine yards. And they really like diplomacy at the end of a rifle butt or at the barrel of a gun. Yet they decline to go do it themselves. They have no combat experience. And it was brought up yesterday. I was watching one of the Talking Head shows, and somebody brought this up, that the people who are running this war, that are sitting in the top echelons, and not the military commanders now, but I'm talking about the civilian politicians, they have no battlefield experience either. And that they don't listen to the generals and the people on the ground when they talk to them and give them advice. They do what they think is politically strategic and politically right, and what ends up happening is what you see now, which is this huge, gigantic mess. So I thought this morning when I saw the story, I thought, well, maybe we should talk about this. And you know what? What would happen to this country if a draft came back? Do you think people would be watching Survivor? Do you think people would be concentrating on American Idol? Do you think people would be interested in JonBenet Ramsey? Do you think people would be interested in Paris Hilton's latest CD? Do you think they'd be interested in all of that, or would they be interested in the fact that possibly their kids could get shipped off to a foreign land to die for some kind of a goal that we're not sure what it is, or in some kind of plan that we don't have? I mean, would it change the consciousness of the country? Is this one of the reasons why we don't see more people, say, for instance, out on the street, and more people who are active? Or is it a matter of the fact that we've gotten older, that there are other technologies now involved, that we are getting more and more organized via the internet? Does that have something to do with it? And that's one of the reasons why we're not out on the streets en masse, and that you see little demonstrations here and there, and there are people who are openly, out in public against the war, and you see stickers on the back of cars. One of my favorite ones is, I think it's Baghdad, or maybe it's Iraq, or it's Baghdad, is Vietnamese, and is Arabic for Vietnam. You see those on the back of cars, but if we had a draft, if they suddenly turned around and said, you know what, this is going to be a long-term struggle, and there's no reason, you know what, there's no reason to believe that we are ever going to leave Iraq under this president, because he's as much said that we're not going to. So, would it be time to initiate a draft? Would it be time to go to the people of the country and say, you know what? What we need is a draft, because this is a national priority and everybody should carry their fair share. And we should all stand up for our country. You buy that idea? Or do you oppose it? And I also want you to consider what the ramifications would be on the nation as a whole. 303-713-7600. I've got two open lines, and I'll take...
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
We'll see in heavy rush hour traffic, I-76 and 270 through Commerce City. Today, weather variable clouds with scattered gusty storms this afternoon and a high of 92. Right now, it's 68 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Donor Alliance is enhancing lives through organ and tissue donation. Sign up today to be an organ and tissue donor.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
On the lot and everything you can think of, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. They got Mercedes-Benz. They got Jaguar. I mean, they got it all, and all at one convenient location. Good people working out there. Can't say enough about Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers. Can't say enough about Spanky Herrera. Can't say enough about Freddie Labrato, about Gerard Menard, Jim Monroe. The list of people working out there who really do care, it just goes on and on and on. They're passionate about their cars. They're passionate about their business. I'm passionate about them. And no wonder. But once you experience how they are, you'll never want to go to another dealership again. And I mean that. And that's why Mary and I go back time and time and time again. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Or, you know what? Go on and see them in person. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Family-owned and operated, been in business almost 25 years now. Rocky's Autos, they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Honey, would you go to the ends of the earth for me?
Of course I would.
So then going to the Sherwin-Williams store wouldn't be a problem, right?
That was a setup. It's the summer color sale at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Now you can save on classic 99 interior paint starting at just $23.99 a gallon. And save on other interior and exterior paints and stains, too. For painting and decorating,
ask Sherwin-Williams.
For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
Hi.
Hey.
I really need a manicure.
Whoa.
I know.
What happened?
I broke this nail on macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni?
This one on a brownie.
Brownie.
The pinky nail was from a scrambled egg.
Ugh. Still scratching your dishes clean after they come out of the dishwasher? Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs combine the scrubbing power of Cascade with the grease-fighting power of Dawn, so even sticky food won't stick.
I broke the pinky nail on lasagna, the thumbnail on a scrambled egg.
Maybe you should eat out more.
Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs. Dishwashing that's truly automatic.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:49, 49 minutes after the hour. High today, 90, mostly sunny. We're talking about the 2,500 Marines that face involuntary recall. This story broke a couple of days ago, and about the idea that we should resort to a draft. And you know what? I haven't had that many calls this hour. I've had open lines almost all the whole hour. You know what I should have done was I should have given you my JonBenet Ramsey theory. That would have gotten a lot of calls. That's what I should have done. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Real good. I'm calling. I'm actually on my way down to the Air Force Base in Colorado Springs. I'm a reservist, and I'm on my way over to the Gulf for a short deployment. You know, I think I break a lot of your stereotypes. I'm a white guy. I'm a little bit older. I do pretty well financially. I run my own business. Happen to be a registered Democrat and to vote that way. But I think it's really a stereotype that thinks that this is a poor man's conflict. And I also think it's a stereotype to make it a Republican issue. The way this thing is being done is open for debate. And, again, I'm in uniform, so I'm not going to get into that. What I am going to say is that as a Democrat, I think the draft would be absolutely vital. It's very easy to be on the sidelines on this issue. And as compared to Vietnam, people really became involved with that war, and when it was time for it to be over, it came to an end. In this conflict, it's really easy to treat it no different than watching football on Saturday afternoon. You know, most people really aren't participants in this. You know, taxes aren't elevated. They live pretty normal lives, and they just see the scary stuff on TV. So it really isn't a whole societal issue at this point. The draft would make it that way.
Yeah, the draft would affect absolutely everybody, and you're 100% right. There are people out there who are never affected by any of this that's going on. I don't have any statistics about economics and about who fights it and who doesn't. That statement was based only on what I have seen in the media and what I read in the obits every single day. In the New York Times and the Washington Post about people who are killed. And I noticed that when Stephanopoulos runs that crawl with the names, they always turn out to be from, like, these little rural towns. Now, some of them are older, and some of them are younger. And then the other thing is, which I know you don't want to get into this, but I do believe that it is a Republican issue, and I believe it's a Republican issue based on this. And think about this, and this idea only, that the Republican Party, from the president all the way down to Congress, in which they have the majority, basically took us into this. Now we're there, and now none of those people have any coherent plan on how to get us out. And you know what? In reality, The responsibility lies with them. It lies with them to get us out, and they don't know how.
Well, the problem is it relies with our elected leaders, whoever they are. And what I don't hear coming from my own party is a well-defined national security strategy. You know, the World Trade Center was not a myth. Those buildings really came down. Maybe we cleaned it up too fast and we sanitized it too fast, but more people died in the World Trade Center than died in Pearl Harbor. That there are two separate issues. There's the issue of Iraq, and then there is the issue of are we safe in this world with Islamic extremism. And they are separate issues. They are linked. But in the next few months, if Democrats become elected, they've got to be responsible for taking care of all people. And they've got to move past which team is, in charge.
Well,
and
you know what? I think that I am of full confidence that they will do that. But in a society, in a representative republic, in which we are supposedly, technically, to hold our leaders accountable, somebody has to be accountable for the fact that we're stuck in this mess, that there is no plan, an easy way to get out, and that there is nothing coming from the commander-in-chief on how to turn this around. If anything, what he's talking about doing is he's talking about kicking the can down the road to the next president because he has no way to get out. But yet he sits up there on the podium with the presidential seal and shoots back at the opposition party and uses, goes after them about being wrong, but he presents no way to get out himself. Dick Cheney engages in much rougher, much more thug-like words, but presents no way to get us out. Virtually everything that Dick Cheney has said regarding this has turned out to be wrong. These guys have to be held accountable. There are numerous plans by numerous Democrats, from the Lawrence Korb plan, which Jack Murtha favors, all the way out. There are numerous plans on how to get out of Iraq. But you know what? The Democrats can't execute any plans because they're not in power. The party that's in power is the Republicans, and they can't execute any plans because they don't have any plans.
Well, but I think that'd be a great show, Jay, is to understand what would the Democrats do. You know, this isn't about the exit from Iran. It's about national security.
Well, I think national security. I think national security has been talked about a million times about the fact that the ports aren't covered, that the chemical plants aren't covered, that the nuclear plants aren't covered, that we are that the 9/11 recommendations, the 9/11 Commission recommendations, have not been acted upon. Once again, who has had the control to make all of those things happen? The Republicans, because they're in control.
That's not national security, though, Jay. The issue
that
also
is national security.
Oh, that's American security. That doesn't include what's going to happen with China and Taiwan, other conflicts all over the world. That's our real issue when you talk about a stretched military, is that this isn't the only thing on the book. And we tend to get very myopic about what we're looking at here. We tend to take this as an American issue, an American problem, and about our own comfort. But the reality of it is there's a lot more going on in the world than just the Middle East. And again, getting out of Iraq is not going to solve the rest of the world's issues.
No, it's not. It's not going to solve the rest of the world's issues. But you know something? It'll certainly solve our prime issue that we are bogged down and stuck in a struggle in which it just goes on and on with no articulated end in sight, and we can't even begin to even address Iran. We can't begin to address China, which is an economic problem more than anything else. We can't begin to address North Korea. We can't begin to address Syria. We can't begin to address any of these situations because we are stuck in Iraq, and we are mired down there, and there is no roadmap out. And if the Republicans have a roadmap out, I'd love to have one call me up and tell me what it is.
Well, the problem is we Democrats need to have a roadmap out.
We do have one.
We need to articulate it.
But we do have one. And it is out there, and there are plenty of people who are out there who are articulating that. But when you're the minority party and you're not in power, number one, you have a tendency to be ignored because the party in power is considered more important. So you have a tendency to be ignored. And number two, you know, you got to go look for it. But there are plenty of plans out there. There are plenty of people out there talking about how to get us out. It's just that the media, with its conventional wisdom and its echo chamber, just doesn't listen. Thank you for your service to the country, man, and I hope you're safe, and we hope to be able to talk to you again real soon.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We got more flags in the news. Oh, yeah, more flags, and we'll talk about it after 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And you guys fill the phones up when there's only like 10 minutes left in the show. Now I can't get all the calls in. Where were you like 45 minutes ago? I knew I should have done JonBenet Ramsey.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
In the universe of guitar players, everywhere you go, his footprints are already there. Jeff Beck, stomping on new ground. The fierce guitar of Jeff Beck, live. September 21st at the Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. Jeff Beck.
Y'all hear what Mama said? technical mastery. Legendary performances. Jeff Beck. September 21st. Lecture hall at the Colorado Convention Center. For all the news, check out jeffbeck.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Jeff Beck, part of the Coors Light Live concert series produced by House of Blues Concerts.
549-8054. Create the success you deserve. 800-549-8054.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder,
and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenaby. Tighter airline security. It's meant long lines at some airport checkpoints, but there's been a turnaround at others. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Faster boarding, faster trips through security. Well, that was hard to imagine when the new changes came down 2 weeks ago, but it's happening in some big airports like Atlanta, the country's busiest, says TSA spokesman Christopher White.
The maximum wait time was about 90 minutes. The subsequent weekend after, the maximum wait time was about 20 minutes.
And now down to about 8. White says passengers are well informed and caring less.
Peter, what about those tighter rules? Any chance they'll be eased, maybe allow liquids again in those carry-ons?
There have already been some changes. They're allowing medication for diabetics, for example. There'll be others, but TSA says you can expect most of the rules to be around for a while, Jim.
Sales of new homes expected to have taken a hit in a report due in about an hour. Economists predicting about a 2.7% drop in sales amid those higher interest rates. In Palm Beach County, Florida, sales are off 44% from July. Real estate consultant David Levin says the reason's there, clear cut.
Median income is just inadequate to support the average house.
As the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina approaches, more signs that much needs to be done for the Gulf Coast region to recover from the storm. Correspondent Barry Bagnato.
How's hurricane recovery going for the healthcare system? The American College of Emergency Physicians asked doctors on the front lines. More than 9 out of 10 report severe shortages of ER personnel and beds. Dr. James Moises at Tulane Medical Center says the system couldn't handle a big bus accident right now.
ERs are backed up with admitted patients to the hospital, with mental health patients because there's just no place to send them to. They'll stay in our ER for 4, 5, 6 days. Not the way the system's supposed to work.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A top U.S. commander says Iran is behind much of the insurgent violence in Iraq these days.
The evidence that I've seen is clear that they have been involved in supporting direct support to these Shia extremist groups.
Brigadier General Michael Barbaro, he says it's more about undermining the Iraqi government than it is supporting Shiites over Sunnis. JonBenet Ramsey murder suspect John Carr has some new lawyers, one of them involved in his 2001 kiddie porn case in California. Some of Carr's relatives also have some new representation. Kelly Cobiella reports.
Carr's father, Wexford, and brother, Nate, have been largely silent and have now hired a Los Angeles publicist, Larry Garrison, to help them sell Carr's story. They claim the proceeds will be spent on a high-profile defense attorney and the care of John Carr's sons.
Carr remains in California, at least for the time being. Prosecutors in Sonoma apparently tipped off Boulder police 5 years ago to his possible connection to the Ramsey case. Forbes magazine out with its lists, a list you wouldn't want to be on. America's drunkest cities. Number one, Milwaukee, followed by Minneapolis, St. Paul, Columbus, Ohio, Boston, and Austin, Texas. S&P futures up a point. This is CBS News.
There are infinite dynamics in business. There's the every customer is a repeat customer dynamic, or the pleased to meet you and here's how we can help you dynamic, or the old the customer is always right even when you know they're wrong dynamic. And to help you master such dynamics, there's Microsoft Dynamics, software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
To Office Depot for hot deals on great tools to start school. Now at Office Depot, packs of Crayola markers or filler paper are just 25 cents each. And get an unbelievable deal on a TI-83 Plus graphing calculator while supplies last. And for all your qualified school supply purchases, Office Depot will give 5% back in credit to your child's school. So hurry in to Office Depot today. See store for details while supplies last. Quantity limited.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Even his attorneys don't know exactly when John Carr will be transferred from L.A. to Colorado. The suspect in JonBenet Ramsey's murder, now represented by the same attorneys that represented him in a child porn case. And they're not necessarily on the same page as Carr's family.
One of the brothers and the father, I believe, have retained this talent agent, and they are now attempting to put all kinds of interesting information into the media. And I don't know how much of it is true.
Defense attorney Jamie Harmon. Carr's relatives have said they're looking to sell book and movie rights to their story to raise money for legal fees. The residential real estate glut continues to worsen in Colorado. The National Association of Realtors reporting that there are more than 24,000 single-family homes on the market right now. That compares with the 18,000 at the same time a year ago and 17,000 4 years ago. Analysts blaming continued construction of new homes along with higher mortgage rates and economic concerns. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Trouble now for you into Denver out of North Glen, southbound 25. A rollover crash adding to your backup at 104th. It sits off to the left shoulder, but stop and go to 120th. All the usual slowdowns, Boulder Turnpike delays, Federal to Pecos eastbound, 225 sluggish through Aurora, Yosemite to I-25 at the Tech Center, and 270 still problematic in Commerce City. Your DIA security wait time, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, variable clouds with scattered gusty storms this afternoon and a high of 92. Right now it's 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Drop everything. The Toyota Time Nationwide Clearance Event is on now. See why Toyota is the number one brand in passenger car sales in America. With cars like the sporty, fuel-efficient Corolla, it's a great time to buy the unstoppable Tundra or the 5-star rated Highlander. The clock's ticking. Drop into the Toyota Time event today. Toyota, moving forward.
Based on how equipment completes Toyota passenger car registrations by May for calendar year 2005. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration 5-star federal crash test rating. Ratings only meaningful when comparing vehicles in the same weight class. www.safercar.gov.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be
morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today, 90, mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin along with you, and it's nice to have you here this morning. Maybe you saw this story in the Rocky Mountain News, a teacher in trouble over flag displays, a 7th grade geography teacher at Carmody Middle School in Lakewood was suspended with pay Wednesday after refused to take down foreign flags displayed in his classroom. Eric Hamlin, 36, said the flags of China, Mexico, and the United Nations were relevant to the unit on the fundamentals of geography he teaches in the first 6 weeks of the semester. And we have Eric Hamlin on the line. And Eric, thanks for getting up and being part of the show this morning. Really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
All right, Eric, what happened? I mean, first of all, why do they care what flags you have in your classroom? And the flags don't seem to be particularly controversial to me.
Well, it seems like the issue surrounds, of course, the state statute. There is a state statute out there that indicates that the flags of foreign nations are not to be flown in a public building. There is a caveat to that. There are exceptions made for education, but it says it can't be part of a permanent display. And that's part of the issue that the principal and the assistant principal at the school saw my flags, even though they would be up for 6 weeks during this introductory unit, as what they considered a permanent display that was affixed to the building. Though in reality, what they were hung from the ceiling by just pushing up the ceiling tiles and sticking the flag under there. So in reality, they could be pulled down very quickly, hardly something I would consider permanent.
And they were only going to be there for 6 weeks.
Right, they were going to. Those particular flags in question would have been there for 6 weeks during the introductory unit into fundamentals of geography, in which we discuss typical geography topics, latitude, longitude, but also topics relating to cultural geography, and part of that being symbols of different cultures. So those two particular flags, the two national flags of the People's Republic of China and Mexico, were there as reference flags. So I could use them as examples to talk about, for instance, the meaning of colors in a flag, the symbols on the flag. They just as easily could have been flags of other nations.
So they came to you and said, take those down, and you said?
Well, my response was, first of all, I was very surprised. I've done this in Jefferson County Schools for the past 3 years that I've been teaching. I asked the assistant principal who first brought it to my attention. I said, is this a school policy? And she indicated, no, it wasn't a school policy at all. That she said it was a district policy. And I said, well, I had a problem with that since I'd done it in the past. And so flags are pretty important. They're good visual learning for students to look at and see and ask questions and learn. And then I'll refer to them from time to time. So I said I was going to have a difficulty with that since they weren't part of my instructional unit. At which point she went down to her office, did some research, came back up, found out that even she was mistaken, that this was actually part of the revised Colorado state statute that came about in 2002, and that's where that legal issue comes in. I still said that this was a topic I had a problem with. It seemed like a suppression of some civil rights, especially around teachers and what we can do, especially if we're trying to send one message that accepting world cultures is okay, however, having displays of flags which represent people from around the world is not okay. There's a dual message being sent there that's confusing, especially to students if they hear that. So the principal came up, who makes the decisions in the school, and told me to take them down. I still said I can't do that, and it was at that point that I decided this is something that I'm going to stand for in principle.
And then what happened?
What happened then was that the principal told me that I would be written up on a reprimand, which I wasn't surprised of. He said I was being insubordinate, which I certainly was. He did give me a direct order to take the flags down. However, based on the issue here, I thought that was worth that stand. So this was Monday. This was before any students even came to class. So this was an issue raised by the administration at Carmody Middle School. This isn't something that a parent went to them and said, I don't want my child to see the Chinese flag. I don't want my child to see the Mexican flag. They were seemingly trying to head off any possible conflict. They saw the flags as potentially dangerous. I see the flags as signs of unity.
How can they see the flags as being potentially dangerous?
Well, I think that in the wake of the incidents that happened this spring at Denver's North High School and also at O'Connell Middle School and around the country with the immigration issue, I think that could have put some fear into them that perhaps these flags would stir up some emotion. And that was expressed to me in my conversation with them, that there was fear there and that this was a reaction based out of fear and possibly heading off any incident that might come up.
Did you ever get any kind of a reaction? I mean, what kind of reaction strike that question because I'm sure you got plenty of reaction, but what was the reaction of your students when you would use this as teaching aids? I mean, was there, hostility there? Were there, problems? Or did they just go along with it?
Oh, no. The students have always been great with the flags. The students are really interested in the flags. They ask a lot of questions. Middle school students are very visual. They like to see things. After that introductory unit on fundamentals of geography, normally I take the Chinese and Mexican flags down, and we go into a unit on the Middle East in which I hang 25 flags from Middle Eastern countries such as Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, and so on. I hang those from there, and it creates a certain atmosphere around the room. And what the message I try to send to the students is that in geography class, as we should all across our society, we're going to be accepting of these different countries. We're going to learn about those differences. We don't have to follow the exact culture traits that they follow, but we're going to at least appreciate that and have an understanding. So the students have always been really good. The flags have been up there. We've done specific lessons around the flags, but then they also just stay up for extended periods of time so students can look and kind of think.
This seems like an entire and complete waste of time.
Well, that would be my opinion. I've been waiting for someone at the school district as this goes up through the higher levels to ultimately come to a decision that this isn't worth it. However, I do think they may be bound somewhat legally at this point, and I'm sure that the attitude of the school district net right now is one of can we support this teacher if this is a law and we don't, and we do support this teacher, are we going to be setting ourselves up for a potential lawsuit by someone who doesn't agree with this opinion?
Are you going to seek help from the ACLU?
Well, at this point, I'm currently on paid administrative leave, so nothing has been determined. I'm supposed to be talking to the school district later on this morning, and I don't know what they're going to say. I don't know if they're going to set up a face-to-face meeting in which we discuss this. Right now, I don't know if I'll be reinstated. I don't know if I'll be further reprimanded. I don't know if I'll be dismissed. It's really up in the air. If it were to go to a situation where I was dismissed over this, I would certainly consider it a violation of rights, a violation, especially for an educator, to have something like this removed. I've been equating this in other interviews and talks with we as teachers, we put things up all the time in our room visually for students to look at and learn that in some cases we don't refer to much at all in the year. For instance, the case of a science teacher who puts up the planets of the solar system around the room. They may not refer to the planet Saturn every single day, but because they don't do that, should they be required to take the planet Saturn and the solar system down and put it away? That's what we're saying about the flags, and I think that sends the wrong message. The flags can be up for a short time if there's direct instruction about the flag. However, just for them being there as a sign of cultural appreciation and cultural awareness is wrong, that they have to be put away. And that promotes the idea of ethnocentrism. U.S. flag can be up permanently. However, these other flags should somehow be put away because they could potentially pose a threat.
Yeah, the whole paranoia about the other flags, I find it to be really, really hard to understand when basically what you're doing is you're just using them as teaching aids. And are we that sensitive in this country? Are we that sensitive and paranoid that if you have a Mexican flag up or a Lebanese flag or an Israeli flag, or it's going to touch something off? I mean, have we reached that point?
I think our current culture is a fear-based culture. We react to things based on fear and based on the things that have happened in the news this spring with the immigration issue. I think this triggered part of it. One of the things I wonder all and have since the beginning of this is, would this have been different had the two flags I'd had up, for example, in the back of the room been the Kenyan flag and the Cambodian flag? Would the assistant principal have looked at those flags and said the same thing and done the same thing? Or did she happen to see that flag of Mexico and remember the troubles that were started this spring and make her decision based on that?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's really an interesting question. And I think the idea of us living in a fear-based society is also pretty interesting, that this whole we're just scared of so many things now, and that it makes its way into, you know, it makes its way into the classrooms, and that who gets robbed on this deal are the kids. The kids are the ones that get robbed.
I would agree with that. I think what we're trying to do as educators, and specifically as geographic educators, is to create or foster in our future adult population a sense of belonging in the world community. As many of us geographic educators especially know, people throughout the world look at the United States as a country that's only concerned with things that happen to us. If it doesn't directly involve us, we don't care about it. I'm sure you and your listeners have heard numerous reports over the years about how poorly U.S. students perform in geography. We don't know where things are in the world because, and the perception of that is that we just don't care. We need to change that. If we're going to be a world leader and continue to be the world, a world power, we can't have that, we can't send that message out there. And we can't send our future leaders, who are the students of today, out there with that message either.
Yeah. It's a really, you know, it's a very, 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 very good point. Eric, thank you so much for your time this morning, and I hope you'll keep in touch with us and let us know how this develops. And we can't wait to see you and your flags back in the classroom very, very soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. There's Eric Hamlin. 36. He is the 7th grade geography teacher at Carmody Middle School in Lakewood. He was suspended with pay Wednesday after he refused to take down foreign flags displayed in his classroom. You guys want to weigh in on this at 303-713-7600? And he said something that I find to be very, very interesting, that we live in a climate of fear. Anybody want to weigh in on this idea? That we live in a climate of fear, that we're scared, that you can't even have flags in a classroom because the administration of the school is scared something is going to get tipped off. Did this guy deserve to have this happen to him? Did he deserve to get suspended? Should those flags have been taken down? They were teaching aides. What's wrong with the idea of having teaching aides in a school? You know, and I really would love to have a discussion about confronting this idea that, oh, boy, we're scared about everything. You know, this could cause this problem, and we could have this happening. And I mean, how much fear do we walk around in? Now, I personally don't think I'm walking around in a world of fear. Maybe I'm naive. I'm concerned about things, but I'm not fearful. Are you fearful? Are you fearful about what's going on out there? Is the whole society operating on a string of fear? And the idea that you would go to you'd go to a teacher and tell them to take the teaching aids down? And then how about this idea? Are there parents out there who just do not want, and administrators who do not want kids to learn about other cultures and other places? Why don't we just get rid of a geography class? I got four lines open at 303-713-7600. Man, this is something we can really carve into and get a good discussion going on. I got three lines open, 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons, use them or lose them. And boy, if you don't take them, I got plenty of stuff to say on my own once again about this topic. Because this whole thing about the striking, this whole thing of fear, you know, it hit me like a lightning bolt when he said that. I know this administration, for instance, whips up fear. I know there's fear out there, but how pervasive is it? You can't have a United Nations flag in a classroom? How bizarre is that?
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Dealing with crash activity, I-25 southbound between 120th and 104th. That's where your delays are kicking in. Had a two-car wreck. It's off on the left-hand shoulder, so it is out of traffic lanes, but definitely affecting your commute now into the city from North Glen. Seeing those usual delays, I-225 now through Aurora between Iliff and Alameda. That's on your northbound side, as well through the Tech Center. Weather outlook today, variable clouds with scattered gusty storms this afternoon and a high of 92. Right now it's 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
I'm Angie Petroni and I approve this message, paid for and authorized by Angie Petroni for Congress. Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy. This is Representative Angie Petroni. Marilyn lies and lies about my record. Marilyn, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You and your campaign know good and well I have paid back every single dime of my Colorado student loan. Every single dime. Marilyn, you are talking about a grocery bill and a Pizza Hut order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
Angie Piccioni, for Congress, for Colorado, for us.
Hi, I'm here with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only, who's telling me that now is the perfect time to be selling a timeshare.
That's right. The market is really hot right now. There are literally thousands of people looking to buy a timeshare.
And you've got some help for sellers.
Absolutely. Right now, I'm giving away a free kit that includes the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Well, that does sound helpful.
Yeah, this is really good stuff to know for anyone who's even thinking about selling a timeshare, because these are things that can make you thousands of dollars.
And this information is free?
Absolutely. absolutely free. But this is a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now so we can rush it out to you.
Okay, that's the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Yours absolutely free.
Call us now. We can help you make thousands of dollars.
Here's the phone number to call. 1-800-600-5002. That's 1-800-600-5002. 1-800-600-5002.
Got tickets to see Al Franken? Looking for a place to hang with other progressives before the show? AM 760 has your exclusive pass to our Al Franken pre-show party at Bayou Bob's. Stop by Bayou Bob's next to the Paramount between 5 and 7 p.m. on August 24th and receive pre-show appetizers and drink specials available only to Progressive Club members. Not a Progressive Club member? Log on to am760.net to register and get all the details. It's a pre-party before the Al Franken show with AM 760. 60 Progressive Talk.
And join me and Merritt's coming too. Join us tonight at that pre-show party. If you got your Al Franken tickets, join us for the pre-show party at Bayou Bob's from 5 until 7. Located right next to the Paramount Theater, free hush puppies, fried pickles, plus two-for-one drink specials only for Progressive Club members. Only Progressive Club members can get in on this deal, so sign up now. For more information, log on to am760.net. We're talking about Eric Hamlin, the 36-year-old teacher who is in trouble over flag displays. A 7th grade geography teacher at Carmody Middle School in Lakewood was suspended with pay Wednesday after he refused to take down the flags displayed in his classroom. Listen to what these were. China, a flag of China, a flag of Mexico, and a flag of the United Nations. How incendiary. And in talking to Eric just a few minutes ago, he brought up this thing about we're living in this world of fear. And we are jacked up in this country. That having a Mexican flag in a classroom is going to start an incident of some sort? What's wrong with a United Nations flag? All right, let's go to Dana in Fort Collins. Dana, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
You know what really is reminding me of is a very big parallel between the sex education classes in schools. It's the same mentality. Let's just stick our head in the sand, pretend it's not there. We don't want our kids to learn. It's almost like they don't want them to be exposed to other cultures, other countries. They don't want them to appreciate other cultures. They just want them to be ignorant.
What do they want out of them? They want them to be, non-thinking robots? Is that what
yeah.
they're interested in?
I think so, because I think that if they are not thinking, critical thinking children, then they're very much susceptible to the brainwashing that they want them to be susceptible to. That's what I think.
You know something? I'd like to ask this question. This is for adults. Do you think you were taught in school or brainwashed?
Depended on the teacher. I had some teachers that really encouraged critical thinking and some teachers that just wanted you to memorize the facts and, you know, do the rote learning. I don't know how much it is now that it's changed from when I was growing up, but it's this really, honestly, it frightens me that they are so stick your head in the sand. It's these same people that think that if they never tell their children about sex, that they're really not going to know about it. Trust me, they're going to know about it.
Yeah.
Because you don't tell them doesn't mean they're never going to know. And in fact, wouldn't you rather them learn responsibility and the consequences and the real facts from you rather than some made-up, kind of hyped-up thing from some little, you know, kid that's 2 years older than them that has an older brother or something? Really, honestly, let's get them the facts so that they know. And it's really, they don't want them. They're so narrow-minded that they just think that they can stick their head in the sand and pretend it's not there and that it will just go away.
Well, there's just so much ridiculous. I mean, we're in fear overdrive in this country. When you go to a teacher and say you got to take the Mexican, the United Nations, and a Chinese flag out of your geography class,
That's ridiculous.
You know, it's stupid. Dana, thank you.
Honestly, you know, Jay, it really smacks of racism to me.
Well, I don't know what, you know what, it just smacks of stupidity and fear.
That too, but there is racism in there. There is, especially with the Mexican flag because of the immigration thing. That whole thing is based on racism, pure and simple.
Well,
that's,
you know what?
What it comes down to.
I get chastised a lot for saying that, but I agree with you 100%. I think that's exactly what
that's
all about.
That's where the root of
yep.
it is.
You know, to look out. Those brown people are coming to get us. Everybody should freak out.
Exactly. Run and hide.
You know, run and hide.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I agree, yep. Dana.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Jay. Take care.
Okay. And I know it's an unpopular viewpoint on this radio station, and it's an unpopular viewpoint in this state, and probably an unpopular viewpoint in the United States of America, but I can't help it. I mean, it's the way I feel. But we're talking about this teacher, Eric Hamlin. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Was the school right in telling him to take the flags out? Was he wrong in telling them that he wasn't going to? Because now what he's ended up being is suspended without pay. And these were 3x5-foot nylon flags in addition to the United States flag, which is found in all classrooms. He's being paid, but he is suspended. He can't teach. And the United States flag was in there. I mean, it wasn't like the United States flag wasn't displayed. And what harm would this do? I mean, if you had a kid in his class, would you be upset that the United Nations flag or that a Mexican flag or a Chinese flag were there? Would you be upset about that? I certainly wouldn't. 7:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Al Franken coming up at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock right now. Look at Progressive traffic with Gina. What's up?
Southbound 25 still jammed up into Denver out of North Glen. Emergency crews finishing that clearing. That crash at 104th. It's to the left out of traffic, but you're still caught up in the backups to 120th. You'll also hit the next snag further down I-25 into downtown, of course, south of I-70 and eastbound 6th Avenue. Stop and go Federal to the freeway. Weather today, very...
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on am760.net.
I've got the radio.
At Just Brakes, we really do care. Stop by for Brake Safety Awareness Week. If it's been at least 1 year or 20,000 miles since you've had your brakes inspected, then visit a Just Brakes location from August 26th to September 2nd for a free visual brake inspection by a Just Brakes certified brake safety expert. While you're there, get a free roadside emergency kit while supplies last, no purchase necessary. Just Brakes Safety Awareness Week, August 26th to September 2nd, because...
At Just Brakes, we...
7:32, 32 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, if you don't want to think about it, you don't plan for it, it doesn't come into your mind very often, but there may be a day when you may need the help of a personal injury lawyer. And when that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer like Mike Turner. Mike Turner believes in and supports this radio station, and with years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people like you and I every single day. He takes on the big boys. He's a trial lawyer, and he's proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner. Write this number down, because you may need it someday. 303-300-1661. I'll give it to you again. 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Pirates have taken over local Volvo retailers in celebration of Volvo's model year-end sales event. To make room for all of the treasures that pirates are leaving behind, Volvo is making limited-time offers on their full line of 2006 models and are offering you a chance to win some treasure for yourself. Visit a Volvo retailer and pick up a Pirates coin with a secret code which unlocks an online virtual treasure chest. Register and enter to win great prizes like a trip for your family to a secret tropical destination, a home entertainment system, a Zizzle's Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest toy prize package, a Kodak's Ultra Slim pocket-sized EasyShare V603 digital camera, or free music downloads. No purchase necessary. Rules can be found at VolvoCarsTreasure.com or participating Volvo retailers.
Lease a Volvo S60 2.5T for $349 a month for 36 months. $33.39 due at signing.
taxes, title and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer for a test drive today.
Ahem. I am Otto, Northwest Parkway's new spooksowl. Many auditioned, but they chose me because I'm wise. My wise tip today is save time by driving the Northwest Parkway. Go to flywithauto.com for more wise tips.
Across America, cops are cracking down like never before. If you drive drunk, you'll get caught and you'll be arrested. So don't take any chances. If you're drunk, do not get behind the wheel. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:34, 34 minutes past the hour. High today, 90, mostly sunny. Jay Marvin along with you. Al Franken coming up at 8 o'clock. And also Donna Brazil coming up next hour, too. Right now we're talking about Eric Hamlin, the teacher with the who got in trouble over the flag displays. And here's Jody in Boulder, who is a teacher. Jody, you're on the AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Listen, I think one of the biggest problems that we as teachers are running into these days is the fact that we're under No Child Left Behind. And being under No Child Left Behind, we're being forced into a box that doesn't fit. So we're being told what we can and cannot teach. And we're being told how we can and cannot teach. And I think that Eric is one of the few who has decided that he's not necessarily going to stick with the, you've been told how to do this, so you're going to do it this way. And I applaud him for that, because it's a tough situation to be in, period.
How much fear is there out there on school campuses? How nervous is the administration that, you know, quote-unquote, something is going to happen?
You know, I don't see that so much. I do work at a school with a high ESL population, which means I have a high population of English language learners. We have a Hmong population, we have a Russian population, we have a Hispanic population, but our kids get along great. They go to the middle school and they get along fine. We don't see a lot of racial issues. They look at each other and they see another child. They don't look at each other and say, oh, you're Mexican, or oh, you're from Russia, or oh, you're this. In fact, they value it and they think it's fantastic. And they, like with my Russian students last year, I had three Russian students in my class, and the kids were just enthralled with these students and learning about them and learning about their schools. And so it brought up a lot of other things for us, like, you know, some of my kids were from Mexico. Some of my kids were from Guatemala. So they were able to talk about the differences between their countries. And it was an honoring of who they were as people rather than worrying about, oh, you're this ethnicity and you're this ethnicity. It was like, this is what makes my ethnicity special, but I'm still a person just like you.
So then, any fear that the administrations would have about potential conflicts are unfounded.
Well, I think a lot of it is what they're viewing it is they're trying to be proactive and try to keep from having a problem occur. However, a lot of the administration does not spend enough time in the classroom. And I have my administrative credential, and one of the things that I plan on doing when I do get an administrative position is spending a lot of time in the classroom so that I know the climate, I know what's going on, I know what the kids are doing and how what the currents are. And you know, if there is any underlying current of unrest, if there was an underlying current of unrest and the administration explained that to Eric and said, look, you know, we've been in the classrooms, we've been with the kids, we've got this problem, would you mind taking that particular set down and putting up a different set? That would be one thing. But basically what they're telling him is, exactly like your other caller said, it's like the ostrich. You're sticking your head in the sand. Let's hide from it because it'll go away.
All right, Jody, thanks. Appreciate it. My hat's off to you for being a teacher. That's a rough job.
Thanks, Jay. You have a great day, and thanks for putting so much good stuff out there for us to listen to. Appreciate
you got it.
Talk to you again. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Kelly in Aurora. Kelly, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Hey. You know, when we disagree, we do. But when we agree, we do. This is about as stupid. I have an eighth grader, and, you know, I wouldn't find anything wrong with it. I read this in the paper this morning. Unfortunately, I got to the very end of the interview that you had with the guy. But, you know, what I saw is this is the state law says temporary. He says it's about 6 weeks.
That's temporary.
So 5 years, and they told us that was a temporary a little problem for us to work around. I don't see a problem with 6 weeks.
Yeah, I don't either. Plus, on top of that, it goes back to the same old argument that I've waged here a million times. You've waged it. Everybody seems to wage it, which is, you put a kid in a classroom, the more stuff you have to show that child, the more things you have to get that child interested, the better off your child's learning experience is going to be.
Oh, you're right, and especially the group he's talking about, middle school. I mean, they're sponges in one way, and they're just a sack full of hormones on the other. A colorful flag displaces bare breast and a tight T-skirt. Hey, I'm all for it.
Well, I just can't understand why they would go after this guy and why they would sabotage somebody who tries to innovate. And then, so you know what it leads me to believe? What it leads me to believe? It leads me to believe that they don't want any innovation at all in the schools. None, zero, no innovation in any public schools. You've got the example of a guy who got in trouble in Kentucky for burning the two flags to get those kids to write a paper on free speech. He didn't influence them politically either way. You've got this guy who's in trouble because he had these flags in here. They don't want any kind of improvisation when it comes to teaching. And you know what that translates out to me? That translates out to me to be boredom.
You got it. Like the teacher just spoke, my child happens to come from another country. And I remember when I was a kid, having been a GI brat, when Mr. Strickland would give us some, view of the world in the 1960s, and I disagree with him, and I had pictures. I had lived in Turkey. I had lived in Germany.
Right.
If you deal in truth, like I said, what better source of finding out about Mexico than probably a couple of kids who are from there, or from the Ukraine, or from Russia, or from any place in the world? And they probably can back it up with family photos and vacations and all sorts of things. And that's learning. It's not necessarily, a sentence out of a book, question number 53.
Yeah, or showing them the country's flag.
Yeah, or the country's flag. I mean, they do exist, and I just think this guy's being railroaded. This is way less controversial than Blemish was last year, and I think that he was okay.
Yeah, I agree. It's pretty sad, isn't it? Hey, thank
it
you,
is.
Kelly.
It
appreciate
really
it. Thanks, man.
Sure. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to, let's see, I got time to go to somebody else? I certainly do. Let's go to Bob, who's in Fort Collins. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Fine.
Hey, man, this would be funny if it weren't so sad.
It is
sad. I got to tell you. I mean, I was listening to you this morning. I just got in my car. I'm like, no, this can't be real. There's got to be more to it than this. And it's like, yeah, this guy, he's a geographer. Well, for one, we're Americans, so, we don't need geography. We're Americans, for one thing, so...
You make that statement, but I'm going to tell you something. I believe more and more I believe more and more that that's right. I believe more and more that we really don't care where other countries are. We really don't have any feelings about what they feel. We don't care and have any feelings about any of that stuff. And if you get on the air, you get on the radio, or you get out in public and you try to make a case about how we're all locked onto this globe and that we're going to have to find a way to mutually kind of coexist and get along, and that our kids should at least have some degree of awareness of where these places are, like where Albania is and, where... you just name off these countries. I mean, where they are, you get laughed at.
Well, yeah, and look at our president. I mean, he didn't even know there were Shiites and Sunnis until, right up before the war. So, I mean, maybe our role models have to change. So,
well, you know what? Maybe we don't understand the world.
I think that's a big part of it, and we think that we can rule the world. It's completely out of fear. I mean, we use force out of fear, just like a schoolyard bully does. And the people that accuse us of being, the limp wrist liberal, which I proudly am, at least we don't react out of fear. We react out of an intelligent, well-informed decision, and we don't hide our heads in the sand. So,
this is a very simplified example, but it boils down to this. I mean, you're raising a kid. Would you encourage your kid? Would you encourage your kid to learn everything there is to learn about other countries so that your child would have some knowledge of where those countries are on the globe, what they're about? Would you encourage your kid, when your kid goes out on the playground, would you encourage your child to settle an argument by talking it out with another student, or would you encourage them to act it out physically? You'd encourage them to talk it out, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, this is our whole culture is slanted toward this kind of chicken hot false machoism, and this idea that we don't need anybody else, that we, you know, as long as you've got big enough bombs and a large enough military, we can make everything go our way, which obviously we haven't been able to do. And, I mean, we're a textbook example, which we probably will be. You know, 30 years from now, we probably will be a textbook example on how this colonialism doesn't work. But, you know, that's where that is.
This whole thing with the flag incident in the classroom blows me away in so many different levels, because here you got a guy trying to teach kids, and you're going to take away the tools to teach him.
Yeah.
What sense does that make?
And maybe
geography is just not that important, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I think we should take away some of the numbers from our number system, because, you know, they were invented by the Arabic people. You know, I mean, our number system comes from the Mid East. So, you know, I mean, are we helping the terrorists by using the number system as it is? I don't know. You know,
yeah.
We gotta think about that.
Maybe we need to think about that. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
Thanks, man.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, you know, get that Chinese and that UN flag out of the classroom and that Mexican flag out of the classroom. Those are all unpatriotic. Leave the American flag in there, and, you know, don't have those flags from different countries when you're trying to teach kids about geography, because they don't need to know that information at all. You know, I'm glad I don't have a child going to Carmody Middle School in Lakewood. Glad my kid doesn't go there. Does your kid go there? What do you think about this? 7:46, 14 before 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A couple months ago, you said if somebody comes up with $5 million, you will make a run for the presidency.
No, that was 500, but let's start with 5. How you doing?
Ed Schultz.
I just bought my lottery ticket here in Ohio. If I go ahead and win, it's coming right off the top to start your campaign, pal.
The Ed Schultz Show. Ed Schultz. Weekday afternoons, 1 to 4.
Thank you and everybody else in Progressive that we listen to.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, your longest delays still along southbound I-25 from Thornton to downtown. That crash at 104th is out of the way, but it really added to our normal backups through there with bumper to bumper back to 120th. Second stretch down to Spear is at peak past downtown. On the opposite end of town, you're cruising along I-25 through the Tech Center and C-470 Highlands Ranch. Today, weather variable clouds with scattered gusty storms this afternoon and a high of 92. Right now, it is 72. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive.
It's 7:47, 47 minutes past the hour. I've told you numerous times about Coco and Jackson and how much they love Purina One. They've been on Purina One ever since they've been babies. And have you ever tried a product that works so well you couldn't wait to share your experience with others? That's how pet owners feel after switching their dogs to Purina One's Total Nutrition Formulas. take a listen to what they had to say about the real ingredients in Purina One and the healthy changes that they saw in their dogs after taking the 30-day challenge. As a matter of fact, let's hear about Cynthia and her dog, Ozzy.
Ozzy's a black lab. He's 7 years old now. And when he was a puppy, he was just full of vim and vigor. And as he got a little bit older, he kind of slowed down. So I went and found some Purina One that had some glucosamine in it, and it helped him get his activity back. And now he jumps with Tigger and plays like a crazy guy. And I really love Purina One for my dog.
There you go. So try one of Purina One's newly reformulated Total Nutrition dog foods and see if a change in pet food can change your pet's health for the better. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK today to take the Purina One 30-day challenge. Take that Purina One 30-day challenge and get a free, I'm saying free, 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. The number again, 1-888-606-BARK. Call that number and get your free 4-pound bag. And don't forget, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Albertsons.
40 years ago,
We were hippies who thought we could change the world. Today, we still do. We're McStane Neighborhoods, pioneer green builders, supporters of smart growth, creators of neighborhoods where people feel connected to each other and to the natural environment. And every so often, we like to celebrate the fact that we're still here doing what we do. This year, we're celebrating in a way that we think is pretty special. Between now and September 30th, if you buy a new McStane home, we'll give you a whole year of clean, wind-generated power for your home. And that's not all. To go with your beautiful, energy-efficient McStane home, you'll also get a stylish, fuel-efficient Vespa scooter. So you'll have wind in your hair and wind power in your home. It's pretty much a wind-wind situation. This anniversary offer is limited. Visit McStane.com for details. McStane Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
The Army National Guard.
My name's Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Sleepless nights. Agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-7 704-9938, 800-704-9938.
Hello?
Hello, is this Rodrigo?
Yeah, this is him.
My man, listen, it's Josh, the new owner of your Jetta. You traded it in.
Wait a minute, that red 2004?
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. It's just, when I'm driving around in this car, I feel like we're connected. It's just like we're a family, we should hang out. You and me in the Jetta? Do you have an email?
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Mostly sunny skies. Talking about the teacher in trouble at Carmody Middle School in Lakewood was suspended with pay Wednesday after he refused to take down flags displayed in his classroom. All right, let's get back on the phones. We got Al Franken and Donna Brazil coming up after 8 o'clock. Let's go to Chris in Boulder. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, you know, I went to school in the 60s. In grade school, high school in the early 70s, and when I look back on my education, what I learned about was imperialism, really. America's the best, you know, we're the top dog, we're this, we're that. And we never really learned about other cultures. And I think that shows in our administration now. We are not good citizens of the world. And I insist that my kids know, if they don't learn in school, I try to teach them at home. I've got one started high school just this week. He has it fun. And my God, if our kids can't learn about other countries, how in the world are they going to solve problems later when we leave them this godforsaken mess?
Well, I think those are valid questions. I think those are very, very valid questions to ask.
You know, what is their culture? What do they believe in? You know, what kind of food do they eat? What kind of flag? Why are these not important things for our children to learn? I don't get it. And I agree with the teacher, this No Child Left Behind crap is ruining our kids' education. I'm struggling with that. My son is struggling with that. Having to sign my kids' information over to the military as part of that act, I have problems with that. I mean, the whole thing, I mean, what happened to education? What is education? You know, I'm heartsick about this.
Yeah,
what a guy.
You know, the lack of innovation is just, it's insane. The not allowing for innovation in teaching is insane. Chris, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you much. Bye-bye,
okay.
Jay.
Let's go to Jason, I'm sorry, in Fort Collins. Jason, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, what's going on?
Talk to me, man.
So I'm a teacher at a charter school in Fort Collins. And one of the things, you know, I don't have to deal with this overbearing system, I guess. I don't have to deal with, you know, people telling me what's in my room, what's not in my room. And, you know, when I hear this question of, like, you know, there's no innovation, there's no this or that, charter school, you know, I'm a charter school, and we're basically, you know, the model of school reform, which is a progressive movement that's going, you know, hey, they're not letting us actually, you know, teach kids the way they need to be taught. And so when I hear stuff about, you know, flags and whatnot, it's ridiculous. I thank God, you know, I'm just like, I'm at a charter school because, you know, right now, you know, well, you know, I'm going to be teaching a Civil War unit later this year, and I'm going to be putting up, you know, Confederate flags and old U.S. flags. And it's like, you know, I'm not a bigot. I'm not trying to teach kids about bigotry, but we need to be exposed to these things. You know, so it's ridiculous. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I know there's a lot of people that hear this kind of stuff and get really helpless, but there are schools in our communities that are trying to buck the system. And, you know, it is really hard right now, but...
Well, this teacher's trying to buck the system.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we have to support him as well. But, I mean, you know, I know a lot of people get really angry and want to go, you know, I don't want my kid to do this. I don't want him to be in this system. You know, I mean, I could talk about all the things that we get to actually examine in my school. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to turn this into a... You know, I can advertise it for a charter school, but I guess what I'm just trying to get out there is that, I mean, there are other options for people who just don't know what other, you know, that you're sick of this old system that's becoming more and more cumbersome, being, you know, with no time left behind as well as, you know, other, you know, it,
You've got no child left behind, but you've also got administrators. It seems to me, like in the example of this Carmody middle school, who are paranoid.
Yeah, it's preposterous to me that we were teaching the cold war last year. I mean, I had a Chinese communist flag and a Russian communist flag, or you know, the flag of the Soviet Union. I mean, it's not like I'm. You know, I'm not a communist, and it's not like I'm telling them you have to learn this stuff. But if you're going to talk about the Cold War, you have to teach communism so kids know, oh, okay, that's what that's all about. You know, and it's about perspective and, you know, actually learning, you know, because we can't learn about something unless we really examine it. So.
Yep, I agree 100%. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, not a problem, Jay.
Okay, talk to you. We got time to squeeze one more in. We do have time to squeeze one more in. Let's go to Suzanne in Arvada. Suzanne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I am outraged at this, what they've done to this teacher, and I just have a quick suggestion. I already called the superintendent of schools in Jefferson County. They haven't had any calls yet. I would suggest that people deluge them with calls. I think this is ridiculous. We're a global country. After all, it might be nice for kids to know what the flag looks like where most of us are buying things that are made in China.
Well, that's a good point.
And secondly, here is the phone number for the president of the school board, Jane Barnes, 303-982-68. 18, and the email, if I can give that.
Yeah, quickly.
Superintendent, SUTP@JK12.CO.US, and the board is board@JEFCO.CO.US.
All right, Suzanne, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for your call and your hard work.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Coming up next, Al Franken, and then also Donna Brazil. And then, right after 9 o'clock, open phones.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Since 1946, the legendary real estate expert A.D. Kessler has been making big money in real estate. And now he'll share with you his time-tested, proven methods in his straightforward how-to video free.
This is A.D. Kessler. Suppose I could show you a way to get rich, stay rich, and enjoy being rich for the rest of your life with Creative Real Estate. Is there any reason why you wouldn't listen? Call right now, and I'll send you my free video on how to make $130,000 a year, doing only one deal a month without using any of your own money.
Call 800-549-8054 and get A.D. Kessler's Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video absolutely free. Learn how to get quick cash now, doing win-win deals the A.D. Kessler way, with no cash down. Call now for this limited time free offer. Call 800-549-8054. Create the success you deserve. 800-549-8054.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Jim Shenaby. Go to Plan B. The FDA giving the thumbs up today to over-the-counter sales of the so-called morning-after birth control pill.
This is Barry Bagnato in Washington. Over-the-counter in this case actually means behind-the-counter. That's where Plan B must be kept by pharmacies as part of FDA conditions to restrict access of this morning-after contraceptive. Women 17 and younger will need a prescription to get it. The maker of Plan B, Bar Pharmaceutical, says it still believes this contraceptive should be made available to a wider group, but it adds it's pleased with this decision, which comes after a long contentious debate in which Plan B supporters accused Bush administration conservatives of blocking approval.
Amy Allen is with the National Women's Health Network.
It clears the path for most women to get timely access to a birth control method that's more effective the sooner it's used, and that is a real victory.
But Plan B has its critics.
It's heartbreaking, actually, and I'm worried. I'm worried for the women of America.
Jason Jones of Human Life International.
I don't understand why the FDA would approve a higher dose for non-prescription over-the-counter use. Seems reckless to me.
Jones likens it to Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. It's official. There are now just 8 planets in our solar system, an international gathering of top astronomers in Prague voting to demote Pluto. Miami Planetarium Director Jack Horkheimer.
It doesn't orbit the sun in the same plane as all the other planets. And its orbit is highly eccentric. That means it's much more ellipse-like rather than more circular.
Signs of improvement in airline security delays. In fact, the stricter carry-on rules have actually sped things up at some airports. Christopher White of the TSA credits the passengers.
As they become informed of these new rules, we know that most people want to cooperate fully. And by doing that, we've really been able to limit the wait times.
But Tom Parsons of BestFares.com says it could also be the timing.
Right now, we're going into a fall season. The airlines can deal with the extra baggage, because it's probably still less baggage than they had to deal during peak June and July.
A top U.S. commander is pointing the finger at Iran for factional violence in Iraq.
I think it's irrefutable that Iran is responsible for training, funding, and equipping some of these Shia extremist groups, and also providing advanced IED technology to them.
Brigadier General Michael Barbaro, he says Iranian policy is designed to undermine the Western-backed government of Iraq. JonBenet Ramsey murder suspect John Carr apparently raised investigators' concerns at least 5 years ago, Steve Futterman reports.
Officials in Northern California say in 2001 they looked into whether John Mark Carr may have played a role in the murder of JonBenet Ramsey, but their investigation never uncovered any overt evidence.
The Dow is up 17. This is CBS News.
Honey, would you go to the ends of the earth for me?
Of course I would.
So then going to the Sherwin-Williams store wouldn't be a problem, right?
That was a setup. It's the summer color sale at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Now you can save on classic 99 interior paint starting at just $23.99 a gallon. And save on other interior and exterior paints and stains, too. For painting and decorating,
ask Sherwin-Williams.
For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
There are infinite dynamics in business. There's the every customer is a repeat customer dynamic, or the pleased to meet you and here's how we can help you dynamic, or the old the customer is always right, even when you know they're wrong dynamic. And to help you master such dynamics, there's Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Even his attorneys don't know exactly when John Carr will be transferred from L.A. to Colorado. The suspect in JonBenet Ramsey's murder, now represented by the same attorneys that represented him in a child porn case. And they're not necessarily on the same page as Carr's family.
One of the brothers and the father, I believe, have retained this talent agent, and they are now attempting to put all kinds of interesting information into the media. And I don't know how much of it is true.
Defense attorney Jamie Harmon. Carr's relatives have said they're looking to sell book and movie rights to their story to raise money for legal fees. The residential real estate glut continues to worsen in Colorado. The National Association of Realtors reporting that there are more than 24,000 single-family homes on the market right now. That compares with the 18,000 at the same time a year ago and 17,000 4 years ago. Analysts blaming continued construction of new homes along with higher mortgage rates and economic concerns. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That wreck long since out of the way, southbound 25 at 104th, but you're still caught up with some delays out of North Glen. Speeds in the 40s for your drive into downtown, I-76 to Spear. The ride out of Lakewood troublesome due to the congestion, eastbound 6th Avenue, Wadsworth to Sheridan, and 225 pretty busy now in Aurora, southbound at Parker. Your security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes today. Weather outlook variable clouds with scattered gusty storms this afternoon and a high of 92. Currently at 75. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, got a buck? Get a truck at Freeway and Longmont Ford. $1 down and lease a new 06 Explorer or F-150 4x4 for $249 a month. $1 down, $249 a month. Simple. Longmont, 3rd and Alpine, Freeway, I-25 and Evans, or at cheaperfords.com.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy 4 tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
Rockies fans, come out and show your support of the home team before the season is over. Get your tickets today at Coors Field, Rockies Dugout Stores, King Soopers, 1-800-388-ROCK, or online at ColoradoRockies.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Six minutes after 8. It's going to be a nice day today. A high today of 90 under mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, and our very special guest in the studio is the one and only pioneer of this format. I say that every time that I have a chance to get him on because it's really true, and that is the one and only Al Franken. Hi, Al.
Hi, Jay.
It's nice to have you here.
Thank you. I don't know if I'm the pioneer of the...
Sure you are. Nobody did it before you.
Well, I think there were people doing it, but they were doing more, maybe slightly more, you know, KPFK and those kind of things were doing very lefty stuff. But what we're trying to do is, they were doing it before. They were doing.
But they weren't doing it. They weren't doing mainstream on the AM radio dial. And it used to be that, you know, us few. You know, liberals or progressives that were trapped in mainstream talk stations, there was...
Now, were you doing liberal talk on those stations?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you were doing it before me, for God's sakes. I just been doing
it... But not in a situation
okay.
where it's all we're all the same, you know?
All right, okay. Well, we sorted the format.
That's right.
That's what you're saying.
You're the pioneer of the format.
Radio format, a pioneer. Thank you.
You got
I'll take it. I'll take it.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about what you're going to do tonight. You're
okay.
in town appearing at the Paramount Theater. This is for the Midwest Values Pack. Talk a little bit about the Midwest Values Pack.
Okay. It's a pack I formed when I went to Minnesota. I moved to Minnesota in January. It's where I grew up. And it's just a way of raising money for Democrats. And it's a way of using what I do to raise money to give get back to Congress mainly is the focus. So I'm performing at the Paramount tonight. We do a show. We do a little bit higher fundraiser event beforehand, and then we do the show. And the box office goes to Perlmutter and Pacioni, and goes to other Democrats around the country who are in close races.
So it's in each individual state that you appear. You usually raise money for those candidates.
Well, I'll be in San Francisco tomorrow night. I don't think I'll raise money for anyone there.
I don't know if you're
thinking. Is it because nobody running, or
maybe the guy running against? Actually, there are some California races that are Pombo.
You're not going to raise money for Pombo.
No, but against Pombo.
Sure.
I think there was a guy named McNerney running against him who was very good. So this is about Senate races, about Tester and about McCaskill and Amy Klobuchar and Sherrod Brown and Whitehouse and all those people. And then we have a real, real good chance of taking the House. And it's so important because we need some oversight in Congress.
Right.
And I'm not talking about impeaching the president. I'm talking about just finding out stuff that we need to find out about all kinds of things. The Congress has not been doing its job.
No, there's no question about that, and we definitely do need
about war contracting in Iraq, which I believe has killed our guys, because the money that was supposed to be spent for getting up the electricity and cleaning up the water hasn't been spent that way, and every dollar wasn't spent that way alienated the Iraqi people and helped the insurgency, fueled the insurgency, and killed our guys. And that makes me angry.
Yeah, and there's still money missing and unaccounted for.
Oh, there's $8.8 billion unaccounted for from the Coalition Provisional Authority alone. And there continues to be tremendous corruption, not just American companies, but Iraqi companies as well. And we need real oversight. And we also need a new strategy in Iraq. I like Peter Galbraith's, which is basically partition the country, send some of our troops to Kurdistan, which actually likes us. It would mean that we're still in Iraq, and a partitioning means a federation with a partition. So it'd be Kurdistan, and for lack of a better term, Shiistan and Sunnistan. I mean, we did a raid. Our troops did a raid on the Ahmadi Army militia that was acting as a death squad a few weeks ago, and Maliki, the prime minister, scolded us for it.
Yeah, he criticized us.
I mean, if you're trying to cut down sectarian violence, death in Baghdad, and you can't go after a death squad, that's sort of game over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, it is. It's kind of weird, actually.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we're having Tom Ricks on our show, the author of Fiasco.
Right.
And he'll be on our second hour today. And he writes a lot about the difference between strategy and tactics. And I don't know if you noticed in the press conference with Bush, he was asked, what's change in strategy do you have? And he doesn't know the difference between strategy and tactics.
So I don't think he has one.
He doesn't have one.
They don't know how to get out. They don't know how to get us
Their
out.
Their strategy was to get to Baghdad as fast as possible,
right,
decapitate the regime, and then there'd be a vacuum, and what would fill that vacuum? Democracy.
Shalabi.
Well, Chalabi probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Who would be overwhelmingly democratically elected because he was just beloved, according to Chalabi.
Right.
Fiasco is a great book. I recommend it to everyone. And it's not just the lack of planning. I mean, it is the price we continued to pay all through for the lack of any kind of strategy and planning. It's very critical of parts of the military. There are guys in the military who have done great jobs
General Petraeus and other generals, General Corelli, who's now second in command there, McMasters. They're guys who understood that we were in an insurgency and adopted a counterinsurgency protocol, but Rumsfeld wouldn't recognize there was an insurgency for years.
No, he denied it.
Yeah, he'd say it was a couple dead enders and
Cheney'd say last throws.
Yeah, and that stuff really, really hurt us, and this killed our guys, and the contracting has killed our guys. Harry Truman once called war profiteering treason, and it is. Right. And the guys in Congress, the men and women in Congress who have not been doing the proper oversight of this, I believe have blood on their hands. And that's why I feel so strongly about what we've raised, about $750,000. And I am just so energized about changing this Congress and beginning to change the country, which will ultimately, I think, have to happen in 2008. But it can start happening now.
I agree 100%. Don't you think we need eventually at some point we're going to need a 9/11 style commission, some kind of a commission to look into what happened all with this war profiteering and what happened to all of the money?
I think we need that. I think we also, it's too late in some regard. I mean, someone's going to have to look. You know,
somebody's got to be held accountable for this, and we have to find them.
I actually totally agree on being held accountable. There also has to be a 9/11 commission-style look into how the administration used the intelligence leading up to the war.
I agree.
That's absolutely vital. And the Senate Intelligence Committee had promised they would do that and refuses to do it. And they refuse to do it because they know what's going to be revealed.
Yeah, Roberts, I believe, of Kansas, has been sitting on this for God knows how long.
Yeah.
God Roberts.
Yeah, no, and he promised to do it, and he just won't do it. And there's going to have to be, I read a statistic from Milligan, who writes for the Boston Globe about Congress. What's her first name? It escapes me for a moment. Doesn't matter, really. She said that there had been hundreds of subpoenas. I think it was 1,200 subpoenas on Bill Clinton's use of his Christmas list to identify donors.
Mm.
And there had been 12 subpoenas on Abu Ghraib.
That's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is. It's shocking.
It might be 400.
It's disgusting. But it was
hundreds and hundreds on Clinton's list, and then 12 on Abu Ghraib. They are not doing their job.
No, they just walked locks.
But when Clinton was president, man, oh man, they wanted to go after him. So
that's right.
Subpoena after subpoena after subpoena. We need subpoena power, and not to go after, but not to impeach Bush. I mean, God forbid we should find actual impeachable offenses, which people could even argue now that exist. But that's not the point. I don't think it should be the point. I don't think we want to put the country through that unless it's absolutely called for. But I think it should be so. I think that we should hold people accountable. Remember, the president in 2000 ran as saying he was going to bring in a new culture of responsibility.
The grown-ups were taking over.
A new era of responsibility, of personal responsibility. And he refuses to take responsibility for what he's done.
Yeah, he's in mass denial. All right, we'll come back. It's 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 here.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
To Bellevue. Weather today, variable clouds with scattered gusty storms this afternoon and a high of 92 degrees. Right now it's 75. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that saves you on the road can save you money at over 80,000 merchants. While traveling, show your card and save on hotels, rental cars, and more. When you're at home, save on restaurants, prescriptions, flowers, and other everyday items. Visit AAA.com for a complete list of merchants.
Whisk your loved one away to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to www.nutcracker.com. Celebrate the holidays with the gift she'll never forget. Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate from 1 to 2 p.m. every Saturday with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all of your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, 1 to 2 p.m. each Saturday.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, spend a few minutes on the phone with Quicken Loans at 800-720-4833. You can cut your mortgage payment up to 35% and save more of your money in 2006. Call Quicken Loans now to cut your mortgage payment up to 35%. 800-720-4833. Call now while rates are low. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. That's Quicken Loans, 800-720-4833.
It's Club Bentley's grand opening. Wednesday is ladies' night. Wine, well, and drafts just $1 all night long. Come out Thursdays for college night. Buy one, get one free with your broker bucks. Get a babysitter and have a date night with your wife on Friday nights at Bentley's. Enjoy the CU Jazz Band from 7 to 10 and enjoy $2 martinis from 7 to 9. Get the guys together for a Saturday night at Bentley's. It's a barbecue and keg party. $5 entry while supplies last. DJ Andy will be on hand Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to close, playing your favorites including 80s, 90s, rock and hip-hop. So come on out to Club Bentley's for great drink specials and entertainment and great rates for overnight stays. Bentley's, located at 555 30th Street in Boulder, at the Boulder Broker Inn off 36th and Baseline.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, along with our very special guest, Al Franken. If you're going to the Al Franken show tonight, you got Franken tickets. Join us for a pre-show party at Bayou Bob's. That's from 5 until 7, located right next to the Paramount Theater. Free hush puppies, fried pickles, plus two-for-one drink specials. You ever had a fried pickle, Al?
No.
I never
have.
I haven't either.
Sure, it's great.
Yeah, I guess it is. And you got to be a Progressive Club member to get in on this deal, so go sign up right now at AM760.net.
There'll be a lot of good people there, even if you don't like fried pickles.
That's right. And I believe Todd Parkmore will drop by. So,
oh, wow.
We'll have pickles, we'll have fried pickles, and hang out with Todd and have a good time.
Todd is opening.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a good guy.
That's what I hear. I've never met him, but everybody just sings his praises.
Oh, you really like him. He's really good people.
Yeah.
He's really good people. We were talking during the break, you were talking about living in Minnesota. You live now and do the show from Minnesota.
That's right. I live in Minneapolis.
And you were saying that it hasn't been that buggy of a season up there this year?
It was a dry spring, so. But I guess your producer here?
Yep, John Turk.
Married a Minnesota gal and just went to Minnesota, and he said he went to a lake. About, 150 miles?
About an hour and a half.
An hour and a half, okay.
West of Minneapolis.
West of the Twin Cities, and said it was buggy there. But, boy, it's actually, I don't think I've been bitten more than once this summer by a mosquito, which is, you know, the Minnesota state bird is the joke. And, it's been, so I don't know what happened at this lake that he's at.
But where you were, it's been pretty
cold. It's unbelievable, yeah. I mean, usually you have horse flies, mosquitoes,
oh,
and gnats are the problems.
And what's amazing is like playing softball at night and getting a cloud of gnats around your head as you're standing there on, out in the outfield. And you're just like, if you inhale, you inhale gnats. That I don't like. And mosquitoes, if you go camping, you can go camping and mosquitoes won't bother you for a couple days. And then they'll find you. It's weird. And they find you and it's like you have to run into your tent.
All bets are off.
Yeah. So, but this year has been dry. It was dry in the spring.
Was that a tough transition to make from having lived in New York City, for 30 years, to moving to Minneapolis?
Not as much as you might think. First of all, my parents lived in the Twin Cities for my whole adult life, so I would be home all the time. Secondly, I had some very, very close friends in Minneapolis. So I'd see them when I went home. And thirdly, this is a sort of a phenomenon, I think, of people who live in New York, that one of two things happens. Either you become a New Yorker, which is fine. I'd say Truman Capote became a New Yorker. Left Alabama behind. Or you say, you feel like you're even more from where you were because you're kind of defending it. So I always felt like a Minnesotan in Manhattan. I always felt if I took the subway, I said, this is what a Minnesotan would do. It's cheaper. And at this time of day, it's faster. You know, and, if I go to a Broadway show, it'd be like, if a Minnesotan were in town, he'd go to a Broadway show.
Right.
For God's sakes. So I just always, my son is a big Vikings fan. I remember the Vikings played the Giants to get into the Super Bowl. It must be about 6-7 years ago or something like that. And my son, on the Friday before the game, he was going to school in Manhattan. He wore his Chris Carter jersey. And he took all kinds of crap for that. And he, gave him crap back. We lost 40-0. And he wore his Chris Carter jersey again on Monday.
That takes guts.
That's character. That's being a Minnesotan.
Character.
That's what a Minnesotan does.
Yeah. Cold up there in the wintertime.
It is, but this winter it was not that cold. And I don't know what that's about, but we had the warmest winter since like 1849.
Global warming.
Well, except that I don't think there was global warming in 1849. I always get a little nervous. I believe there's global warming. I think the scientific consensus is absolutely there, and there's no question that there's global warming and that it is at least partially man-made. But I get nervous on a hot day saying, this is global warming. I don't think that's how you...
Yeah, I have a little bit of trouble with that, too, although I'll get on the air and joke about it occasionally.
Yeah, you can joke about it.
Saying, oh, it's 100 degrees outside, it must be, it must be global warming.
Yeah, that's a hilarious joke, Jay.
It's not funny, but it's something anything will work at 6:10 in the morning when this show starts.
Sure, anything. Get started.
Let me get you a brief comment here from you about Lieberman Lamont. How do you mm-hmm. see that?
Well, I have known Joe for a long time, and I have done fundraisers for Joe. And about, 3 weeks before the primary, 2 or 3 weeks before the primary, I asked him to come on the show. Because the week before, I took a week off, and Sam Cedar was filling in for me. And I love Sam, and he was really, really going after Lieberman. And I felt like, I should give him an opportunity to be on the show and defend himself. So I called Joe, and I said, I'd like you to be on the show, and will you do it? He said, sure. And then I started talking to him. I said, okay, you know me. I've done fundraisers for you, for God's sakes. So I'm going to be fair to you. So I got to ask you about a couple things. One, in November or whatever it was, you said that things were going well in Iraq. And they just weren't.
Right.
And then he said, I can't remember what he said. But then I also said, you said the Democrats who undermine Bush's credibility do so at our risk. I said, that's like their talking point, and he undermines his credibility. And then I asked him about this oversight on war profiteering, on government contracting, war contracting. And I said, shouldn't there be a Truman-like commission? And Truman had a committee, a bipartisan committee during World War II. We had a Democratic president, a Democratic House, Democratic Senate, and yet he did a real oversight on war contracting with hearings. He saved billions of dollars, lots of lives. And Lieberman said, yes, there should be. And I said, aren't you in the best position of anyone in Congress to scream about that? And I think that's when I lost the interview. And he had continued to say, do the interview, but we couldn't ever hear back from the guy he told me to contact. So at that point, I actually probably am the only one in Air America who kind of was neutral on that. We had Lamont on. I had Lamont on. I liked Lamont. And then since Lamont won, I've been totally for Lamont. He won the Democratic primary. And I don't think a lot of the things that Lieberman has said since have shown him in a good light.
All right, one last question here before we run out of time. You going to run for Senate?
I don't know. I've been doing everything I can that I feel like I need to do if I do run for the Senate, so that if I decide to run for the Senate, I won't not have done that those things. But my focus has been on helping people get elected, helping Democrats get elected. A lot in Minnesota. I've been doing a lot in Minnesota, obviously, but also around the country, and raising money through this PAC, through Midwest Values PAC. And I named it that because I believe that I hate Republicans taking the flag, taking family,
yeah, I do
taking
too.
Religion, and I just want to push back on that. And it's been very, you asked me if I was tired. I have every reason to be, but I'm very energized by what I'm doing.
That's great. And if people want to find out more about Midwest Values PAC, go to MidwestValuesPAC.org. And Al will be at the Paramount Theater tonight. There's still a few good tickets available. And this goes for fundraising for Midwest Values PAC. And Todd Park Moore, our friend, will be opening. And
and that goes to Democratic candidates.
Right.
Have a chance to turn this Congress.
And we will.
Yes.
We're going to. And he'll be back at 10 o'clock for his regular slot. Al, thank you so much.
I got a whole hour and a half.
Yep.
To prepare.
Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you.
It's always good to see you.
Always great to see you. Great job.
All right. It's 8:31, 29 before the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up, Donna Brazil. Oh, I'm sorry, Gina. I left you out. Go ahead, Gina. Give us the traffic. I didn't mean to do that to you.
Thanks, Jay. Tough drive for you on eastbound I-70 as a new wreck ties things up between Federal and Pecos. Three cars there. For your airport drive, crash northbound Pena on the ramp to westbound I-70, creating a delay. And the Boulder Turnpike heavy now for eastbounders Federal to Pecos. Weather today, variable cloud.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
At Just Brakes, we really do care. Stop by for Brake Safety Awareness Week. If it's been at least 1 year or 20,000 miles since you've had your brakes inspected, then visit a Just Brakes location from August 26th to September 2nd for a free visual brake inspection by a Just Brakes certified brake safety expert. While you're there, get a free roadside emergency kit while supplies last. No purchase necessary. Just Brakes Safety Awareness Week, August 26th to September 2nd, because
at Just Brakes, we
imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is a $139 value. But for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my Stock Investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my Stock Investor website, call 1-800-889-8896. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-889-8896. That's 1-800-889-8896.
Hear that? It's the sound of Gigi Dennis stifling Colorado's voices. Dennis is Secretary of State, and one of her jobs is to protect our political rights. Instead, Dennis is trying to muffle thousands of Coloradans. Teachers, nurses, firefighters, workers of all kinds.
Stop them.
Do it now.
Hear that? That's the sound of the party bosses ordering Gigi Dennis around. She's doing their bidding instead of protecting our rights. Dennis issued a ruling that snuffs out the right to political speech and public action for people just like you. Arrogant, arbitrary, unaccountable. That's the Dennis decision. And it's as terrible as it sounds. Hear that? That's the sound of Coloradans demanding action. Gigi Dennis has transformed the Secretary of State's office from guardian of our voting rights into a partisan snake pit. She should reverse her decision and apologize to us all. We can't wait to hear that.
Paid for by Clear Peak, Colorado.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:34. 34 minutes past the hour. High today, 90 under mostly sunny skies. Joining me is just a person I'm crazy about. I loved her book. I loved seeing her on the TV. I'm just a huge fan. And this is the second time we've had her on, and it's a real honor. Donna Brazil. Donna Brazil is a founder and managing director of Brazil and Associates. She's the chair of the Democratic National Committee's Voting Rights Institute and an adjunct professor at Georgetown University. She's a senior political strategist and a former campaign manager for Gore Lieberman 2000, the first African-American to lead a major presidential campaign prior to joining the Gore campaign. Brazil is chief of staff and press secretary to Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton of the District of Columbia, where she helped to guide the district's budget and local legislation. And you can also see her on CNN. As she regularly beats the you-know-what out of Bill Bennett. Donna Brazil, it's just really a pleasure to have you on the program. Welcome.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's just good to hear your voice again.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And thank you for having Al Franken on a couple of minutes ago. He's a great man.
Yeah, he is. He's good people. All right, let's talk about some things. First of all, you know what? The anniversary of Katrina is coming up. You're from New Orleans. You had family there, I believe, when that went on. Has the president and has the federal government lived up to its commitment vis-a-vis Katrina?
Well, first of all, thank you for asking. And let me start by saying thank you to the people of Denver. I know there were several, hundreds of evacuees who landed in Denver and throughout many of the other western states. And we're extremely grateful for the compassion and the generosity of the American people. My father, I'm a native New Orleanian. My father was evacuated to San Antonio 5 days after the storm. He had 12 feet of water. He's currently residing in Baton Rouge. My dad is one of those natives that is unsure about returning home because he's afraid of the levees. I had five siblings. I'm one of nine children, five siblings who resided in the city of New Orleans. Of the five, only my oldest sister, Cheryl, is back home on the West Bank side of the river. The other four siblings are still scattered and displaced. One brother has decided to remain in Columbia, South Carolina. He's bought a home. He has a job. His wife just recently got a job. The kids are in school in South Carolina, and they're planning to stay. I still have relatives in Mississippi, Georgia and Texas, and they're all thinking right now that it's a long road home. Some of them would like to return, some of them will not. In terms of the president and the Congress, let me just say this: the president promised initially to help us with the recovery efforts. The administration did provide the resources to make sure that many of the evacuees had temporary housing. The president then promised to resecure the levees. We were promised $1.8 billion. We're now up to about $3.8 billion. We're pleased with that amount. That will help us get to at least a strong Category 3, but not a 5. And so we're going to go back to the federal government to help us with resources for coastal erosion and other repairs that we need to ensure that we have better safeguards in the future. The president promised to assist us with housing. We've gotten $10 billion total, and we're now in the process of distributing those checks. When I say we, last year Governor Blanco of Louisiana appointed me to serve on the board of the Louisiana Recovery Authority, and our mission is to help with the rebuilding process, working with the parish governments, working with city and state officials, and, of course, working with the federal government. So I've had the task of, and I know, Jay, you're going to think I've lost some of my marbles, but I haven't. But I've had the task of working with not just the Bush administration, but, of course, working on Capitol Hill to secure the resources and to keep the focus on Katrina and the rebuilding of the Gulf Coast.
And has it been successful?
I would say that we're turning a corner. I mean, we're not completely there. Look, until my sister Lisa is out of her trailer and back in her home in New Orleans East, and until my dad and my other sisters and brothers are back home, no, we haven't turned a corner. And I'm not personalizing. I'm saying that half the residents of New Orleans have not returned. That's a concern of many of us because many of them would like to go home, but they don't have the means to go back home. Look, if they had the means, they would never have been stuck there in the first place, given the deteriorating conditions of the city once the storm hit. But they would like to get back home, and they want to rebuild their lives, and they know they have to start from scratch, but many of them are prepared to do so. On the other hand, you know, there are some signs of recovery. 58 of our schools are currently reopened. All of the colleges and universities have reopened in Orleans Parish. That's great news. Two of my nieces have returned to college in the New Orleans area. We also see some signs of the infrastructures being replaced, the water and sewer system. The electricity is back on now in about 60% of the city. So it's coming together, but let me just say this. Until we're able to get the people back home, until we're able to get the hospitals reopened, our whole healthcare infrastructure was destroyed, until we're able to get the jobs back and get the economy rolling again and getting the tourism industry back, getting the cultural institutions back up, we have a long way to go. But I'm grateful for the help and the support that we've received from the federal government as well as the American people.
Some people say New Orleans will never be the same. You agree with that?
Yes. I tell you, when I go home, and I've been home over 20-something times, your heart sank. I mean, I was home in April, and I was driving through the Lower Ninth Ward showing people, you know, where my aunt and where we used to play as children, and the Shreveport, Louisiana corner. We still have, you know, federal and state officials from all over the country helping us out, and they found another dead body. No, it will never be the same again. It will never be that same, you know, cultural center, that jazz, that ethnic cuisine. It will never be. But, you know, we will come back. We will come back safely, smarter, stronger. But there will be a different vibe and a different atmosphere. And I have to say something. I mean, my mother passed away several years ago, and I as many times as I've been home, I've gutted so many houses. I've helped to rebuild houses. I've done everything I possibly can as a human being, as somebody who loves my hometown and love my family. But, you know, I have not been able to go even to the graveyards. That's a ritual in Louisiana. We go and we drink with the dead. You know, we talk to them because in our judgment, they haven't gone anywhere. They're just floating, you know. And so we talk to them. And I can't bring myself to go to that cemetery because, you know, it's just been all of the debris, all of the ruins. And I'm like, I'm not there yet. But we're struggling to make things better, to improve the lives of people who once lived there, and to make it one of the great tourist destinations in the future. But first, we got to help the homeowners get back. We got to help those who rent it get back. And then, of course, we got to make sure that the government can function effectively.
8:42. It's 42 minutes past the hour. Donna Brazil with us here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's change things up here a little bit and talk about national politics. You feel good about our chances in November, the Democrats' chances in November?
You know, the political environment is pretty good for a Democrat right now. It's pretty good for Democratic candidates. For the first time, we have good candidates across the country. I feel very good about the chances of Democrats to pick up seats, if not retain retake the United States Senate. Harold Ford, who's running for the United States Senate in Tennessee, he's currently leading by 2 points. Bob Casey, who's running against Rick Santorum, the third-ranking Republican, he's up by 4 points. Claire McCaskill of the state auditor of Missouri is now up by 6 points against the incumbent, Jim Talent. you know, this is the year where incumbents beware. Joe Lieberman was not just the beginning. You saw yesterday in Alaska what happened to Frank Murkowski.
Right.
I mean, people are tired of the same old, same old. They want new leadership. They want a bold new direction. And I do believe Democrats, for the first time in almost a decade, Democrats are prepared to stand up to present the American people with an alternative direction. And you know what? They're no longer afraid of Bush. 4 years ago, Democrats were crisscrossing the country saying, I voted with George Bush 80% of the time. Now Republicans are saying, I'm independent of George Bush. And, of course, Democrats are saying, we can't rubber stamp this president. It's time that we restore checks and balances to our government. It's time that we stand up for civil liberties. And it's time we have an administration that will guide us on a different path to peace, not the path that they're pursuing right now.
Hold on a second here, Donna, and we'll continue. It's 8:43, 43 minutes before the hour. Donna Brazile on the line with us, and we'll ask her some more questions. We'll talk to her some more coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Collision activity adding to your drive time stress. Eastbound I-70 had a three-vehicle wreck there between Federal and Pecos. That's where you'll run into the backups. If you're in the area of DIA, a fender bender on the northbound Pena ramp to westbound I-70 slowing you down. And heavy delays now along both the Boulder Turnpike and I-76, 88th to 74th in Commerce City. Weather today, variable clouds with scattered gusty storms this afternoon and a high of 92. Right now it is 75 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's the Colorado State Fair Rodeo Right-Away Giveaway. Register free at the State Fair Rodeo to win one of three Dodge...
Whisk your loved one away to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to www.nutcracker.com. Celebrate the holidays with the gift she'll never forget. Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest, paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Control, and the key is air. Thanks to Sleep Number's revolutionary dual air chamber technology, the air contours and supports your body and back better than those unforgiving innerspring mattresses. Plus, both of you can independently set the side of the bed to the Sleep Number that you want. You get a 30-night in-home trial, a 20-year limited warranty. It beats an innerspring mattress all the way. So if you're tired of being tired, visit a select comfort store nearest you to find your Sleep Number and a key to a perfect night's sleep. And while you're there, pick up your free brochure on back-to-school sleep tips for the family. Select comfort stores are located in most major malls. As a matter of fact, stop by the select comfort stores in Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Foothills Mall, Colorado Mills, or Belmar Mall.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. I bet that's what it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
Stop by either of the two James Hardy Siding Centers in Lone Tree just west of Park Meadows Mall and in Lakewood across from Belmar. Or call 866-3-HARDIE for a free at-home siding evaluation. Schedule to reside by September 30th and receive 10% off installation. Some restrictions apply.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress. Marilyn Musgrave doesn't think she has to play by the same rules we do. A newspaper report reveals Marilyn Musgrave rear-ended a heart transplant recipient and stroke victim. Musgrave left the scene of the accident, did not file a police report, did not immediately call the police. The newspaper story says Musgrave left the man who was in, quote, obvious pain and left the scene of the accident because she was, quote, late for work. To add insult to injury, Marilyn Musgrave was the deciding vote to cut billions in veterans funding, billions that would have paid for health care and disability payments to Iraq veterans. Marilyn Musgrave played cut and run with veterans benefits after all veterans have done for our country. All because Marilyn Musgrave caved in to Tom DeLay and the powerful politicians in Washington. Marilyn Musgrave. Cut and run. Hit and run.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, am I allowed to get on the air and say, go Angie? She is the best. 848, 48 minutes past the hour. High today, 90, mostly sunny skies. Speaking of the best, we got the best on the line here. Donna Brazile, and you know her from CNN and so many other sources. And thanks, Donna, for spending some time with us. You know, you're talking about it's a good time for Democrats. One of the things that I get, and I know you hear this, and a lot of this is conventional wisdom that's parroted by the media, but I get it parroted back to me every once in a while in phone calls and also in emails, is that people realize that the administration has no plan to get us out of Iraq, but they're not sure what the Democratic plan is.
Well, you know, Democrats believe that 2006 must be a year for significant transition, and what we're saying is that it's time for a responsible deployment. It's time for the Iraqi security forces. They've indicated that they're prepared to step up. Well, in those areas that we secure, it's time that the Iraqi security forces secure those areas so that our troops can be deployed to areas where perhaps we need to, get rid of some of the insurgents. The bottom line is that we believe that the current strategy of staying the course is not working. Even the president expressed some pessimism the other day in his news conference about the situation in Iraq. We can't stay there indefinitely, so it's time that we begin to transition the Iraqi forces. It's time that we begin to press upon the Iraqi leadership. It's an elected government to find political solutions to the problems, but the strategy of staying the course is not the strategy that Democrats will embrace.
You know what? Virtually everything that this administration has said or done in the Middle East has basically blown up. It's gone bad.
Well, maybe because our intentions perhaps were not the best when we went into the Middle East. Look, you cannot impose democracy where the people are not prepared to step up and to put together a civil society, a free press, open elections. You have to train people to prepare themselves for a representative government. And so I think that on one hand, while we went in there with guns and missiles, we cannot, win this battle with our guns and our missiles. We have to get the people on our side, prepare them to take control of their country, and prepare them to secure their own borders.
And what about this idea that the administration will not talk to Iran and will not talk to Syria, two key players in the area?
Well, for 5 years, we've outsourced our diplomacy to the Russians and to the Chinese, and unfortunately, they have given us mixed results. On one hand, they have opened up the doors to discuss, these problems, but they cannot find a credible solution. And I think the administration needs to, go and meet head on with these leaders in Iran and Syria. Look, if they don't want to meet them in those countries, then fine, go to a neutral country, invite them to Switzerland. I don't know, but just don't sit on your hands and don't wait for the Chinese and the Russians to solve our problems in the Middle East. They will not, and I guarantee you, we will be worst off if we continue to outsource our diplomacy.
And do you think the administration dropped the ball with the Israeli Hezbollah problem and the fact that they've basically had no diplomacy, nothing working to try to settle the Israeli-Palestinian question, and that they were absent in the in the first weeks of that war? Do you think they dropped the ball? I think they dropped the ball.
Well, I was very concerned about, our initial response. Back, the president was in St. Petersburg, Russia, and he basically advocated restraint at the time. But unless you're, actually pushing restraint, look, I believe Hezbollah started the fight by, going into Israel, capturing those soldiers and firing on the civilian population. Israel had a right to defend itself, but at the same time, we had an obligation to call for a ceasefire much earlier than it occurred, and we also had an obligation to put pressure on Iran and Syria to stop funding and stop arming Hezbollah. So this was an issue. The administration should have been engaged. The peace process now is in disarray, and it's time that we, you know, bring our Arab friends into the room, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, some of the moderate Arab nation, and come up with a two-state solution so that we can get back down the road to peace with Israel and Palestine living side by side in peace and security.
You know, every time there's some kind of a terrorist event, Bush's numbers on terror and the GOP's numbers on terror spike up a little bit, and who knows if it'll stay. How do we cure the problem with moderate Republicans who are not happy with their party and independents? How do we cure the problem that we're soft on homeland security and soft on defense when you and I both know we're not?
Well, first of all, we need to speak up and not allow just the administration to paint us as weak on defense, weak on national security. The truth of the matter is that the president, when you look at the numbers recently, the president numbers are basically the Republicans are coming back into the fold.
Yeah.
After some of, sorry, I thought we were disconnected. After some of discontent, when the Republicans, of course, abandoned the president on budget deficit, on immigration, and other issues, they're coming back. And so I wouldn't be surprised if the president numbers don't hit 45, 46 before the November election. We should not be alarmed at that. After all, Bill Clinton, back in 1994, Bill Clinton numbers went down to 39% right before the election, and two weeks before people actually went to the polls, his numbers spiked back up to 46%, and we got trounced. We lost 52 seats in the House and 8 seats in the Senate. So don't be surprised if President Bush numbers, you know, go up as high as 46, 47. That's the partisan divide in the country. What Democrats have to do is not only talk to the American people, but talk to independents especially and let them know that we have a plan, a credible plan to keep us safe and secure. We're going to implement all of the 9/11 recommendations to ensure that our safety is first. We're going to make some institutional changes at the Department of State, Department of Defense, to ensure that we have adequate and honest intelligence as it relates to problems in the world. And we're going to put diplomacy back on the front burner so that we can engage these nations, engage in a dialogue before things happen in those countries. So Democrats have a plan, and yes, we're not afraid. I mean, there's this notion that we're afraid to use force. We're not afraid to use force. Every Democrat voted for the resolution authorizing taking down the Taliban in Afghanistan. That's not our issue. Our issue is that there was no credible evidence that linked Saddam Hussein to 9/11. There was no credible evidence that basically said that he had a role, he had weapons of mass destruction, he had a role in Al-Qaeda, and yet this administration took us to war, and they still haven't given us a credible explanation as to why the intelligence was mishandled. So Democrats have to point this out. We have to continue to fight back. And the last thing we need to do is hide behind some label. We need to. I'm a liberal, but I'm a liberal hulk. I do believe in using our military for things that must be accomplished. Like I mentioned, the war in Afghanistan. But I believe in other cases that our military may not be the best solution. We may have to find a political solution.
Yeah, amen. Boy, I agree with that 100%. Last question here before we run out of time. Your take on the Lamont Lieberman situation.
Well, look, I like Joe Lieberman. I supported Joe Lieberman in 2000. He's a personal friend, but he lost the Democratic primary, and therefore he should have dropped out. You lose in this game. I don't know Nat Lamont, but I'm going to write him a check. If he needs, you know, two more hands in his race, I'll help him out. But he won the primary. He represents Democratic values and Democratic concern, and I would hope that he expand his base of support so that he can attract moderates and independents, and I hope Nat Lamont is the next senator from the state of Connecticut.
Boy, I love you. All right, how do I get an autographed copy of Cooking with Grease?
Baby, you know I'm going to send it to you, complete with my gumbo recipe, because I want you to cook with grease and stir the pots the rest of your life, Jay.
I'm telling you, that book is fantastic, and people ought to read it. It's about your life. It's about your life in politics. It's about cooking. It's about so many other things. Donna Brazile, this has been a rare, rare pleasure to have you on. I really, really do love you and look forward to seeing you on the media, and I hope you'll come back on with us again real soon.
Thank you, Jay. God bless you.
You got it. Take care. There's Donna Brazile. She is the best. All right. We're going to go into open phones now, 303-713-7600, and we'll talk about anything that you want to get into, whether it's Iraq, the school teacher, and the flags. We're also yet to hear from Bill Ritter. We're going to hear from him, too.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Listen to my show and all of AM 760's Progressive Talk in high definition.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
With your busy schedule, who has time to earn a college degree? You do. Choose an online program through National American University and receive a quality university education with the flexibility of online learning. You can earn a college degree in as little as 18 months. At NAU, advance your career or start a new one all online. Call toll-free 1-866-491-GRAD. That's 866-491-4723. Regionally accredited by the Higher Learning Commission and a member of the North Central Association. NCAHLC.org.
Dad, it's Macy. Before I go back to school, go to Radio Shack and buy me a Motorola Go phone from Singular. It's pay-as-you-go, so there's no contract, no deposit, no credit check, and no, Macy, your wireless bill is making me angry, dance.
The Motorola C139 Go phone from Singular. Yours for only $29.99. Don't just get a phone, get a Singular Go phone at Radio Shack. Number one in wireless sales and wireless customer satisfaction.
Good through 9206. Number one among consumer electronics retailers, according to a leading independent research organization. Satisfaction claim based on satisfaction with sales associates. Details in store.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Need a battery? AutoZone is your battery headquarters. AutoZone is the home of the durable, long-lasting Duralast battery and the Duralast Gold, backed by an 8-year warranty and a 3-year free replacement guarantee. AutoZone has the right battery to fit whatever you drive. Motorcycles, ATVs, RVs, boats, even lawn tractors. And AutoZone is a used battery recycling center. When you need a battery, get in the zone. AutoZone.
AM 760
in HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young.
Give every woman a second chance, a safe, effective second chance to prevent an unintended pregnancy.
Kristen Moore of the Reproductive Health Technologies Project reacting to FDA approval of making a morning after pill available over the counter. The OK applies to women 18 and over. Those under 18 must get a doctor's permission before they're allowed to buy the Plan B contraceptive. Amy Alina of the National Women's Health Network says the decision is a victory for women.
This administration has spent 3 years using regulatory red tape to delay making a decision, and they've finally conceded that this is a safe and effective method for over-the-counter use.
But Jason Jones of Human Life International says it was the wrong move.
We're definitely concerned that they would approve a powerful synthetic hormone for over-the-counter use for the safety of women, but we're also concerned because I do believe this is going to cause a revolution in our country similar to the revolution caused by Roe versus Wade.
Not long after the decision was announced, two key senators, including Hillary Rodham Clinton, said they would no longer block the confirmation of Dr. Andrew von Eschenbach as the head of the FDA. Well, now there are eight. The solar system has been reshuffled, and Pluto is no longer in the exclusive club. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman at the California Institute of Technology.
Well, Nick, rewrite the science books. There are eight, not nine planets now. Scientists in the Czech Republic voted today to oust Pluto. Michael Brown is the astronomer who discovered what might have been the 10th planet, affectionately known as Xena. But Xena, now along with Pluto, will apparently be called dwarf planets. Brown's reaction?
It really is the right scientific decision to make. We've known for a long time that there was a mistake made back in 1930 when Pluto was called a planet.
It's a planet, though, no more. Live at Caltech in Pasadena, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A double whammy in the housing market. Today, the Commerce Department says new home sales slumped by 4.3% last month, the biggest drop since February. A separate report yesterday showed sales of previously owned homes fell 4% in July. One market that's being hammered is Florida, where real estate consultant David Levin says higher interest rates, taxes, and insurance are depressing sales.
Add all of the operating costs together, and you have a huge increase in carrying costs relative to disposable income. So houses have actually become a lot less affordable.
Well, still no time limit on the tighter onboard baggage restrictions put in place at airports 2 weeks ago. The head of the Transportation Security Administration says the threat is not over. Ironically, the new rules have led to a speed up at many airport security checkpoints. Christopher White is with the TSA in Atlanta.
As passengers have become better informed on the changes, they are arriving to the security checkpoint with none of these liquids, gels, and pastes. That is allowing us to process passengers much more quickly.
And checking on Wall Street's progress at this hour. Right now, the Dow is down a point. So is the NASDAQ. The S&P 500 up about two. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Sarah, this is Octavia.
Hi, I just accidentally locked the door and my kids are inside the car.
Okay, ma'am, are your kids in immediate danger?
Well, I mean, it's hot outside. I need to get in there right now.
All right, do you remember your four-digit OnStar PIN number?
592.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
Well, how old are your children?
They're only one and a half, twins.
And they're in the car seat?
Yep.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
How long have they been in the vehicle?
I just closed the door.
Okay, now how hot is it?
It's pretty hot. It's probably 80 degrees.
I'm sending a signal. Oh, it just unlocked.
Oh, thank you. This is the first time I've ever used OnStar, and I'm telling you, it's worth every penny.
Do the kids are hugging the kids for me.
I will. Big one.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. California investigators found no evidence John Mark Carr had had secret knowledge of the JonBenet Ramsey murder, but they say his fascination with the case prompted them to inform Colorado authorities in 2001. The California authorities were investigating Carr in a child pornography case. It's appearing now like Carr's losing his alibi.
Claims by his own family that he was with them in another state, actually his wife, during the time of the murder have been uncorroborated. The family has been unable to show any evidence or pictures or a paper trail placing Carr with them on Christmas Eve.
The big question is whether Carr is really guilty. Some lawyers all say the hoopla may evaporate shortly. The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo starts tomorrow with plenty of free family shows and attractions. Pueblo County Sheriff Dan Cortesino says they'll be keeping a close eye on the Carnival Midway area, which is usually a hangout for gangs.
We are going to have extremely strong law enforcement action in that carnival area this year.
The State Fair will run each day through September 4th. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Big heads up if you're on your trek to downtown. A wreck blocks your left and center. Southbound 25 on the approach to I-70. Brake lights extending all the way back to 58. Please slow it down. Watch out for those motorists and crews. Some recovery now along eastbound I-70, Federal to Pecos from an earlier problem. But we've got a stalled out semi creating late morning delays for you. Commerce City eastbound 270 at Vasquez. Security wait time today at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, variable clouds.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Ralph Frank at tickets. Join us for a pre-party show at Bayou Bob's. That's tonight between 5 and 7, located right next to the Paramount Theater. Free hush puppies and fried pickles, plus two-for-one drink specials only. Progressive Club members can get in on this deal, so sign up now. For more information, log on to am760.net. And Mary and I will see you out there. So we'll be out there. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. Anything that is on your mind that or that you think we should have talked about, but that we didn't get to. And you know what? How about this? We never said. I never said word one today. Well, I did talk about it, but we never did any of it as a topic. And that was JonBenet Ramsey. But I, you know what? I got to run this by you just to see. You can chime in on this or anything else, but just to see what you think about this. I had somebody in the media say to me yesterday that they said to me, you know what's going on here, Jay? And I said, no, you know, what do you mean? They said to me, for 10 years, the Ramseys have been trashed, and everybody went along with it and didn't say a word. Most people said nothing. And now that it might be that the media was wrong on this, and I'm not saying whether the media is right or wrong, but this is what the person was saying to me. Now everybody wants to put themselves above the media by trashing the media. By saying, oh yeah, they did it. But in reality, the whole community, the whole Front Range, was quiet while all this went on. And I said to them, well, you know what? I don't know about that because Mary and I were gone for 7 years, and I don't know what happened in between the time of the murder and then the time that you know, we left and went to Chicago. I don't know what went on here. I wasn't you know, privy to the coverage and didn't see what was going on. But that's what this person in the media, who's a good person and I trust them, this is something that they just kind of laid on me as we were sitting around having a discussion about the media frenzy involving this case. And, you know, I guess I could have gone on at 6 o'clock this morning and I could have thrown it out there, but I figured people would call up and go, okay, you said you weren't going to do it, so enough is enough, so don't talk about it. So I didn't throw it out. I didn't bother to put it out there for any kind of speculation whatsoever, even though I could have done that. I just didn't bother to get into it. Also, I got to reply to somebody who sent me an email who was saying straight out that I'm anti-religious, and you know, that's not the case. I'm not anti-religious. I'm sorry, I don't see Scientology as being a viable religion, but I'm not anti-religious. I'm not, you know, anti-Christian. I'm not anti-Muslim, and I'm not anti Baptist. I'm not anything. I just believe in a separation of church and state. And I use the word authoritarian right-wing Christians to single out the group of people that I'm talking about, people like James Dobson and Tony Perkins and others who I think are caught in this hilarious, hilarious situation of this hotel room pornography business, where these people who distribute this pornography and the people who own the companies that distribute this pornography contribute very heavily to the GOP. And somebody told me that Kaplis and Silverman over on KHOW were into this topic yesterday, and I wonder if Craig Silverman brought it up to Dan Kaplis. Well, you know, hey, I mean, these people are giving the GOP wads of money, so, you know, is Tony Perkins and people like James Dobson, you know, are they going to turn around and are they going to say to them, hey, stop taking this campaign money because it comes from the devil, quote-unquote? You know, that's one way to work that topic, as I indicated when we did it yesterday. And then the other one, of course, is what right do they have to come into your hotel room? And then what right do they have, you know, the next step they're going to do is they're going to start going after what you see in your house, because those kinds of movies are available, I guess they call it on demand. You know, I've never purchased any on-demand movies, so I don't know how that works. I've never done it. And sometimes I think I just don't watch enough TV. So that I'm out of touch with a lot of what goes on. I just don't have any idea what's happening out there. Let's get on the phones here, and we go to John in Golden. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
Good morning. Hey, doing a great job enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Listen, I just want to say it's an awful negative thing, but the Ramseys, that Mrs. Ramsey, living her life through her kid, with lipstick and jumping through hoops in the heels, high heels and all that. It's just awful anyway, whether they're guilty or not. The culture of that beauty pageant stuff with kids under like 14 years old or something, it's just shameful, and they kind of should have been scrutinized and looked down upon anyway.
Well, but it's not illegal.
No, nothing's illegal. I mean, a lot of things that we do are illegal, and I have a little kid, you know, you think your kid's the cutest and push him up front of the line and all this and that. But in society, when everyone's looking at them and scrutinizing their behavior, just the dressing the kid up with lipstick and all that, every time I see it on TV, I just want to cry. It's just horrible dressing the little kid up with, you know, a skirt and heels and stuff.
Do you think it's abuse?
Yes. It is living your life through the kid, whether it's sports, you know, these guys brawling on little league fields and stuff and pushing the kid, and the kid's crying and don't want to play, and, you know, he might suck or whatever. It's all about just living your life through your kids. But the sexual thing isn't involved so much in the sports, but when you get a little girl, you know, singing these songs and that, and then they got admirers coming watching them, doing gymnastics and all this stuff, it's just horrible. So I don't know whether they're guilty or not, and that guy, it appears that he has nothing to do with it. He wasn't even, never even been to Colorado or whatever. But just the whole thing about Mrs. Ramsey living her life through her kid, that's wrong and awful, and, you know, rest her soul, she's gone, but that's a horrible thing. That's all I had to say, Jay.
All right, pal, appreciate the call.
Peace.
You know, I'm not attracted to that, and if I had a daughter... I do have a daughter, but she's not that young. But if I had a daughter, I wouldn't get involved in that. That wouldn't be something that would I get involved in. What about you, Turk? You got a daughter? You got girls, don't you?
Yeah, I have a 5-year-old daughter and two young boys. But I hear what Johnny and Golden was saying. You know, I'm going to try real hard not to live through my children, because I know people that do, and it's pretty disgusting, and it's real hard on the kids is the main thing.
So, you would never get your daughter involved in those kind of beauty pageant things?
And definitely not. And I don't think my wife is into that kind of thing either. But, you know, to each his own, but I think they were a little overboard in that. I mean, I don't like seeing 5-year-olds wear makeup.
Weren't you teaching your daughter to do something here recently? Didn't we have a discussion about something that she's getting into?
Golf lessons?
Yeah, golf lessons. She's getting into golf. But you're not pushing her about that. She just wants to learn it, right?
Right. You know, I mean, she does it as she wants, and she liked going to her lessons. And if she didn't like it, I wouldn't make her do it. So, you know, I like to let my kids have choices as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. You know, that's the only way. That's really the only way to go. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones here with me, Jay Marvin, on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. Nice to have you here this morning. All the calls have been spectacular.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife.
may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sense. White Fence Farm at 6263 West Jewel Avenue in Lakewood is proud to sponsor this message. For everything in great family-style chicken dinners and family fun, including farm animals, children's playground, a country cottage, and horse-drawn carriage, visit White Fence Farm in Lakewood or call 303-935-5945.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 919, 19 minutes after 9. High today, 90, mostly sunny. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. We'll get back to open phones, but first, let's talk to the next governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Ritter. Bill, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, I want to get you on because I want you to rebut this. This comes from an article in the Denver West section, Denver in the West section. This was on August the 23rd. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Bill Ritter said on Tuesday that he refuted Republican claims that he inappropriately settled criminal cases with illegal immigrants. What the hell is this about?
Oh, this is just, I think the Republicans, and I think it's Trailhead that has the ad up, and it's their one-trick pony. They're talking about plea bargaining and this notion. They're asking me, how many cases did you, in fact, plea bargain with people who are here illegally, undocumented? And, you know, Jay, here's the deal. We prosecuted 5,500 felonies a year. Toward the end of my administration, it was like that. We did more than any other DA's office in the state to notify federal authorities when we had a person in custody who was in the criminal justice track and we were in the process of convicting them of a crime. So we didn't keep count of the number of people or the number of individuals that got plea bargains, but we had a protocol, and we did more than any other DA's office. There's not another DA's office. I'll challenge anybody to find a DA's office that did what we were doing, and so they're just kind of focusing on the number. And so what I said was, well, go ask John Southers. John Southers is an attorney general candidate, former DA down in El Paso County, and ask him, because DA's offices don't keep track of that number. And the fact of the matter is, we were doing what we could to put people into the process who were arrested and charged, and then take them through in a way that kept the community safe and kept the cases moving through the system. And that's the fact of the matter. And you know, we just really will go toe-to-toe with anybody on our record. But I think, you know, Trailhead and probably the Beaupre campaign believe that they can just keep hammering plea bargaining, and that the voters out there are not sophisticated enough to understand if you're at a DA's office like our office and put 12,000 people in prison over a 12-year period, you're doing your job.
So it's the work of Trailhead in both ways, Bob, and it's you know, basically what they're doing is they're smearing you.
Yeah, this is, I mean, you know, they ran these ads, I think, back in July, either June or July, and they're sort of back at it. We know that they've bought time on the radio to do this, and you know, it's just part of it. We had this great press conference with a bunch of people in law enforcement, Republican, Democrats alike, were endorsing me. And you know, Norm Murley, who was my predecessor and travels the country, really now doing various things with prosecutors' offices around the country, said, "Listen, this has happened any time a person who is a prosecutor decides to seek some other office. people come in and pretend that the justice system is how they would like it to be, as opposed to the reality that we deal with. And we keep seeing this with the Beaupré campaign. They want to deal with the world as we'd all like it to be, and we keep saying public policy has to intersect with reality, and you can't have it both ways. You have to have public policy that goes at what the real circumstances are. And in Colorado, the real circumstances are we have a court system that can only handle a certain number of trials a year. Those other cases are negotiated settlements. Most of the time, you're giving people the sleeves off your vest and, you know, not giving up anything. You're negotiating a settlement to the place you know it's going to get to anyway. And we reserved our prison beds for habitual criminals, for murders, for sex offenders, and those kinds of serious offenders. And, you know, there were drug offenders that went to prison. There were people who were here illegally that went to prison. But the fact of the matter is, we did move those cases through in a way that kept this community safe, and that was our most important task.
All right. Let's talk about your health plan that you've unveiled to fix the and improve the quality of health care and to increase insurance availability.
Well, there's two parts to it. One is just the Colorado Health Plan, which we're going to go through a process that will allow us over time to get to a place like the Massachusetts plan did, where every citizen of the state of Massachusetts will hopefully have access to health insurance coverage. And we believe we can do the same thing with the process in Colorado and get to that same place. That's part of it. The other part is to look at three other things that we think are really important. One is to look at how you make health care more affordable, and that allows us to look at cost containment, improving the delivery of Medicaid, focusing on different kinds of prevention issues where you spend a little now and save in the long run. You can improve accountability and transparency in the whole healthcare delivery, and then invest in technology to reduce medical errors. That's all part of making it more affordable.
And both ways, Bob, I'm sure he's got a plan, right? No.
No, I mean, most of his plan is just that we need to, promote public health, which I think we need to do as well. But we say telling the people of Colorado to go out and take a hike is not a strategy that addresses, again, the reality of where we find ourselves in terms of access to health insurance or even access to health care.
All right. Bill Ritter, soon to be the next governor of the state of Colorado, and I urge everybody to contribute financially, get involved in his campaign. And thank you, Governor, for coming on the program, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jake.
Okay, you got it.
Bye.
All right. Let's get back to open phones, and we'll go to Al in Louisville. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, a couple things. One is, sometimes you refer to Marilyn Musgrave as Marilyn Manson Musgrave.
Yep.
And I think that's being a little offensive to Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, you might have a point there. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, So the other thing is I hear these ads on the radio about Gigi Dennis, Secretary of State.
Right.
She's done some kind of ruling that stifles our rights as voters and free speech, kind of thing.
Yep.
And, John said you're going to be doing something on this tomorrow.
Yeah, we are. We're going to have something on it tomorrow.
I just wanted maybe to give us a little preview, a little teaser, and maybe, just talk about what that issue is about.
What that issue is about changing the election rules and changing the rules for gathering signatures and also changing funding rules. It's also, involved in that. And if you want to go look this up and you want to go read it, go to the Internet and go to a Denver and West section of the Denver Post from August the 23rd. I'll just read you a little bit of it.
Okay.
A group of individual citizens, union and state representatives, filed suit Tuesday accusing Republican Secretary of State Gigi Dennis of abusing her powers and issuing new campaign finance rules. The rules, which affect unions, small donor committees, and grassroots volunteers, appears to make it more difficult for Democratic campaigns. They were issued just 2.5 months before the November election. The suit asked the court to hold a hearing to issue an injunction so that the campaign finance rules not be enforced. And it's about volunteering. It covers a whole bunch of stuff. The rules affect organizations that are involved in politics. Those groups that have membership dues must get written permission from each member to transfer dues to political small donor committees. Additionally, political committees must declare under penalty of perjury that they have they believe all contributions received from permissible sources, such as legal residents. This includes contributors receiving from membership dues. This has been something that's been going on around this country for a long time, that Republicans have been trying to do this. This is their way of undercutting unions, contributing to political campaigns, and being involved. I've seen this this attempt in other states that I've lived in. The rules would also prohibit precinct walkers, door knockers, and other volunteers associated with get out the vote efforts. We're going to do a whole show on it. But needless to say, Gigi Dennis is, you know, she's in the pocket of the GOP establishment, and so she's going to, you know, here's the thing about the GOP. They can never win on the numbers, so what they try to do is they try to win any way they possibly can.
Right, right.
And then that's basically, you know, that's basically what this is talking about. And this is basically what the lawsuit's about, and we'll have the parties involved on it, minus Ms. Dennis, of course, who would not come on the show, but we'll have the people involved in it, and we'll have them explain it and break it down.
Good. And what are things that we, the people, can do?
You can, you know what, you can call and write to Gigi Dennis's office, send her an email, and tell her you think that the new rules are unfair.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
All right?
All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Al. Appreciate the call.
You got it. Bye.
All right. Anybody wants to find out more about this, and it's going to be on tomorrow's show, but if you want to find out more about it, go to the Denver West section of the Denver Post. That's August the 23rd. One of the rules would prohibit many grassroots volunteers, a lawyer claims. Other rules affect the membership dues given to political or small donor committees. So check it out. It's it's only 9:29. I got another 30 seconds. Want to go to traffic now? You want to go now? Are you there?
I'm here, Jay.
In desperation, I hear you say that.
Yes.
Gina, I'm here,
sorry.
Jay. All right, I got one line open at 303-713-7600, and now, with her concluding look at traffic on this program, here is Gina Michaels.
Police and rescue getting that wreck cleared pretty quick. Southbound 25 at 48th. We still have activity blocking the left and center lanes. Traffic moving pretty well around it to the right. That disabled semi creating a snag. Commerce City eastbound 270 at Vasquez. We're in good shape now along I-25 through T-Rex and C-470 moving up to speed in Highlands Ranch. Weather today,
it's your roof. Talk about the fundamentals. Who would argue that your roof is one of the most important features of your home? My advice, don't talk to anyone about replacing your roof until you talk to the experts at Fowler & Peth first. Learn what tile, what texture, what color, and what contractor is right for your project. See all your roofing and decking options displayed from floor to ceiling at a Fowler & Peth showroom. There are three in the Denver metro area. Go to FowlerPeth.com for the location nearest you. Get the right material and the right contractor at FowlerPeth.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret. developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
Johnny Mays. I mean, they all really work hard. And my friend Sergio, who works out there, is his wife's getting ready to have a baby, and Mary and I went out and got him a little baby gift, and we're going to bring that out to him. I mean, because they are my friends, and that's why I'm able to get on the radio, and I'm able to talk about them so passionately. Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com, or here's the other thing, go see them in person. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Hear that? It's the sound of Gigi Dennis stifling Colorado's voices. Dennis is Secretary of State, and one of her jobs is to protect our political rights. Instead, Dennis is trying to muffle thousands of Coloradans. Teachers, nurses, firefighters, workers of all kinds.
Stop them.
Do it now.
Shut them Hear down. That? That's the sound of the party bosses ordering Gigi Dennis around. She's doing their bidding instead of protecting our rights. Dennis issued a ruling that snuffs out the right to political speech and public action for people just like you. Arrogant, arbitrary, unaccountable. That's the Dennis decision. And it's as terrible as it sounds. Hear that? That's the sound of Coloradans demanding action. Gigi Dennis has transformed the Secretary of State's office from guardian of our voting rights into a partisan snake pit. She should reverse her decision and apologize to us all. We can't wait to hear that.
Paid for by Clear Peak, Colorado.
Well, they're misleading the masses. We're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's 34 minutes before 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 90. Mostly sunny skies. It's open phones. And look forward to seeing you tonight at Bayou Bob's right next to the Paramount Theater. We'll be there. Progressive Club members get all these specials. So go register now at am760.net. Let's get back on the phones. And we go to Chaplain Mary Murphy, who's hanging on. Chaplain, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Do you believe in synchronicity?
I don't know.
Well, today in the Denver Post, on the front page of the Section F, they have a big picture of the Calvary Temple Church on, you know, Alameda University.
Right.
And Dan Lynch, who's former chair of the Democratic Party, just wrote a book about the loss of our religious liberties, rise of radical religion, which I would like to give you a copy of. And this, he got involved back in the 70s because of this radical theocratic movement that started at that church. And it's so important for us to identify that Denver was the foundation of that, just like what they're doing with the porno now. You know, Dobson, all those people were involved in this. And
I'd love to read that book.
Oh, please, listen, I will get it to you. And but most of all, have Dan Lynch come on your program, because, you know, he's a former regent, University of Colorado, chief deputy district attorney, and we're trying to start a chair at the University of Colorado that would be in exactly what he's writing about, rise of radical religions. It's so dangerous.
Yeah, they're all over the place. And you know, I think on this porno issue, I think they're caught in a really hypocritical position.
Thank you.
Because are they going to attack the very party that they're a member of for taking money from the people who they're also against?
That's what happened back in the 70s. They took $23 million from mostly World War II veterans who said, hey, I want to be in a Christian nursing home when I... and they invested their life savings. And never have we had any kind of media coverage. We have begged Virginia Culver and Gene Torkelson and all those people. So we're writing a textbook on it.
I wonder why the media stays away from them.
It's because religion is a piece of energy, Jay, that only secularists can identify. It just does something to you. When I got involved in this in the 70s, I was a member of a church that now is part of, you know, the whole, you know, give America back to the Bible. And I would never have been able to have processed if I hadn't have learned what they're doing. And now this porno, this is really important what you're bringing out. So keep giving us facts on it, and I'll get you the book. Where shall I send it, Jay?
I'll send it to the radio station.
Well, you will be getting it, and bless you, and thanks for being there. You give grandmothers hope.
I love you, too. Hang on. We'll give you the address, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, hang
tight. Be in the mail today.
All right, I look forward to seeing it.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, hang on. Yeah, that is a really, that's a telltale story. And David Sirota, of course, we talked about it, and David Sirota had it on his blog, I believe it was yesterday or the day before. And I know Kaplis and Silverman over on KHOW did it, and I don't know if they got into the fact that the GOP takes a tremendous amount of money from the porn industry, as documented by the Washington Post and other organizations. And I wonder if that was discussed. And I would love to know what Dan Kaplis thinks about that, considering the fact that he's a conservative. I'd like to know what he thinks about the idea that his party, the GOP, is taking money from people, the same people who don't know what his stance is on this, so I'd have to find out. But you've got the Family Research Council, Tony Perkins, all these people, Dobson, the rest of them, they're all going crazy on this stuff. And you know what? The GOP's taking the money. And, it's documented. It's documented by the Washington Post. It's documented by a number of organizations. And all you got to do is go out there and Google it, and you'll find the info. One line open at 303-713-7600. Dan in Boulder County. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Jay.
Hi, Dan.
I'm on my cell phone here, driving for Collins, for a meeting with the Angie Pacioni campaign. The reason I'm calling is I worked on the Pacioni campaign to develop volunteers. And one of the things I think is important for your listeners to understand is that while it's important for people who want to get rid of people like Marilyn Musgrave to give money and vote, it's also important they volunteer their time. Even 2 hours a week can make a huge difference. Every one of the campaigns in the state, whether it's Bill Ritter's or Angie Pacioni's or any other, has volunteer sign-up sites on their websites. And I would encourage all your listeners to not just listen and not just get angry, but do something about it. Devote a couple hours of their time. Sign up to volunteer for these campaigns. It makes a big difference, and it helps an awful lot.
Yeah, it does. And you also meet a lot of like-minded people, and it's a great experience. So if you live in and around that district there where Angie is running against Maryland, get involved.
Well, and not just Angie. You had Bill Ritter on a few minutes ago, and if you look up his website, he's got a place where you
right,
can
he does too. They all
volunteer.
Do.
They all do, and it's really important. I know that the more people who volunteer, the better we can spread the word. The more involved we can get the voters. This year is an off-year election. We're focusing an awful lot on trying to get people who don't typically vote in off-years to get out there and vote. And that involves knocking on doors and reminding people that this is an election year, it's an important election, please get out and vote.
And how are you being received?
Oh, very, very positively, especially when we mention that in our case, my candidate is running against Marilyn Musgrave. Right then, people, even people who are Republicans, are boy, I'm glad somebody's doing this. And it's really great. I mean, not only do I have a great candidate, but we've got the opponent is certainly someone who's not loved very much by most Coloradans. And so, I guess the message is, if you could remind people, like even hourly, I mean, it'd be wonderful if you just say, okay, don't just vote, get out there and volunteer. Just call the campaign and say, I can give you a couple hours. That would make a huge difference. 2 hours of volunteer work is visiting 30 homes. It's making 50 phone calls. It's distributing yard signs. It's doing all kinds of really important grassroots stuff that needs to get done on these campaigns in order to get us progressives to win this fall.
All right, pal. Dan, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Craig in Denver. Craig, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Hey, I haven't spoke with you in a long time. It's been great to hear your show again this morning. It was wonderful. Excellent.
Oh, well, thank you. Where you been?
Oh, I've been working nights, And so I'm usually getting up about 9:30 in the morning, and I'm catching just the last 30 minutes of your show.
Well, you know, if you if people have that problem, they can always go to am760.net and catch it on podcast.
Exactly, but it's so great live. Listen, I wanted to talk to you about the what you were talking about earlier this morning. I called in about six-something, the draft.
Oh, yeah, right, about whether we should have a draft because there are those in the military who say that the situation is getting desperate.
See, the thing is that's going to increase so many problems. If you look at it the way the Department of Defense looks at it, you're going to end up recruiting a lot of people, and you have to lower your standards to get a lot of people in. So you're going to have...
But they're lowering them anyway, though, aren't they?
Not to the point where they're getting guys with violent misdemeanor crimes in. And so that's going to become a problem because it's going to be tough to keep those guys in control. If they're going into the military involuntarily, they're not going to be as loyal as a volunteer is. And you're going to see a lot of fragging and a lot of friendly fire and a lot of Hadith incidents. And it's dangerous.
Yeah, but you got a manpower issue. And you don't have enough people. And there's not enough people wanting to volunteer. And they can't. And the retention rates aren't what they should be. And you've got 134,000 troops in Iraq, and we're strained. I mean, you've got National Guards people who have been over there forever and a day. The National Guard's not designed for that.
No, National Guard is only to protect the state, which is doing its duty.
And you know what?
Think
about this. If we had a major disaster...
Exactly.
You know, in one of these states where you know, half or whatever their National Guard is gone...
Exactly.
We'd have all hell to pay.
Look at this state. If a major forest fire happened, where's our guys?
Well, they're gone.
Exactly.
So, to me, that would make a case for. It'd make a case for a draft, and then there's this also.
What they ought to do instead of the draft, though, what they ought to do is if they're going to lower their standard. Let people who voluntarily want to serve who smoke marijuana. Problem solved. You're going to pick up an additional at least a million to a million and a half people. Easy.
But
you don't have to go through
that. But I go back to what I said before. They've already lowered their standards. I mean, for instance, they'll take people who are now 42 years old. They got a 42-year-old grandmother was signing up here the other day.
Yeah, and they'll take high school dropouts now, and they'll put them in GED course, fast track kind of courses. But they won't take the people who smoke marijuana who have not committed violent crimes. And they have high school.
Well, are you talking about people who have been busted for smoking marijuana or who go to those things, who go and admit that they smoke marijuana?
Both. That maybe they take a UA test as they're going through the recruiting process and it comes up negative, but their background is clean. They don't have a criminal background. And then you have someone who may have, like, traffic violations and so forth that have a criminal background misdemeanor. And who also smoke marijuana. Let those guys in because they're volunteering. And I bet you we're turning down maybe $10,000 a month.
You know, I don't know about people smoking marijuana. I mean, pot. I mean, people have been busted for copious amounts of pot.
Hey, I mean, if you're going to drink
about
in the
one,
middle
I'm not talking about, one joint, but I'm talking about, you know, like a brick.
Yeah.
That'd be a little bit. I mean, would you want somebody like that in the, you know, to
if they're volunteering
to
for
be covering
yeah.
to be covering your rear?
If they're volunteering for service, yeah, because they're coming with the same commitment. Now, if the guy who has that kind of amount of marijuana or any other kind of illegal drug, and he's not volunteering, that's the guy I don't want to be sitting next to, because that's the guy who's dangerous. He doesn't have any loyalty or commitment. But this guy, he's coming on his own, so he's got some kind of commitment.
All right, one last one for you. What about relaxing the rules on gays and lesbians?
Wow, that's really tough because
they're kicking them out now at a record rate.
They really are, and I just know when I was in service how most of those and I served during peacetime, not wartime, so I can imagine how those GIs are going to feel. And I don't know if it's really safe for someone to serve openly gay. I think that problem still hasn't went away since the Clinton administration.
Well. Do you think people who serve in the military who are gay, do you think that they walk up like to other people and go, hi, I'm gay? I work with people who could be gay, but they don't walk up to me and go, I'm gay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gay.
You're right. But I guess it's just people who just really get, and I'm not by any way a homophobic, But people get really uneasy and unrelaxed, and they have their suspicions, and I've seen guys getting beat up, so I can imagine what it would be like in wartime.
What do you mean people getting beat up? What are you saying, gays can't defend themselves?
Well, no, I mean, you got like four or five guys piling up on one guy just because they suspect him of being gay, and then, you know, there's that thing where no one really talks about it openly, and it doesn't really get
but that stuff shouldn't be going on, because that could be going on, and the guy could be straight.
Exactly, and it's happened a few times.
Well, I mean, if, you know,
the truth is it does happen.
I mean, that stuff shouldn't go on, so, all right.
It shouldn't, but that's the ugly truth.
Well, it's not, you know, okay. All right, Craig, I appreciate it, man. Good to talk to you, and I hope you'll call me again.
Hey, you got it.
Okay, see ya. What do you tell me? I can't go to Ernie? Hang on. Look. Ernie's got a solution. Ernie in Denver, go ahead, man. What's your solution?
Big bad J. Marvin, what up, brother?
What's your solution?
Clear out the prison systems before you send us pot smokers over to Iraq, because we might smoke all their crap.
Yeah. You know what? Put your bong out and come into reality.
Come on.
Oh, Lord.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Taking a look at traffic now. We've got a couple of areas of concern. Peña Boulevard northbound at I-70. There's an accident on the ramp there from Peña to westbound I-70 causing some problems. The accident is in the right lane. Also, very heavy traffic. I-25 southbound between 38th Avenue and Spear Boulevard. And some very slow traffic due to a two-car accident at 48th Street. That was right between I-70 and 58th. That's in the left lane. Expect that to be there for a few more minutes. Colorado kicks off National DUI Awareness Week with an increase in DUI law enforcement statewide. Now through Labor Day, September the 4th. No drinking and driving. They're out looking for you. I'm Steve Lewis, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Find out what it means to live remarkably. Come to Anthem Colorado at Broomfield's grand opening featuring free entertainment and activities.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, Homes for as little as $199 a month. Request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
Order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
Angie Piccioni, for Congress, for Colorado, for us.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I spoke to joints tonight. 9:52, 52 minutes. That's for Ernie. After a 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Angie Piccioni rocks. God bless her. Taking on Marilyn Musgrave. You go for it. We should just book her on. We should book her on to talk about
this. Did you say we should smoke her out?
No, I said we should book her on to talk about this whole college loan business and, you know, all the mud-throwing that Maryland's, you know, doing there. Yeah, let's see if we can get her to come on tomorrow just for a few minutes during open phones and talk about all the mud that's being thrown. I have given the money to her campaign and will continue to give money to her campaign. I love her. Okay, let me go to Kevin in Boulder. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I just wanted to make a quick comment about the gays in the military.
Sure.
I think the reason why so many of them are getting kicked out is that they're coming forward and saying, whether they're gay or not, they're coming forward and telling their ops, their command that they are, just so they don't have to go back to Iraq.
Well, you know,
the only way they can get out, they're serving three or four enlistments or whatever, and it's the only way they can escape. And I would suggest that all of them did that.
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know that that's the case. I don't know that that's what's going on. I just know that that this administration has really, you know, has cracked down on that, and that I've seen articles in the New York Times and elsewhere about you know, gays. You know, being kicked out of the military. And I have never understood the whole idea of gays not being able to be involved in the military because, you know what? I mean, nobody walks up to you and goes, hey, I'm gay.
I don't think they should be kicked out, but I think they should, in mass, all 100,000 plus of them go in and tell their command that they are gay, and then what is the command going to do? Kick them all out and then... we'd have to get out of Iraq because all the people over there are gay. They'd have to kick them out.
No, I don't think that would effectively get us out.
Doing it.
No, I don't think that would effectively get us out. And what it would do it would put other soldiers at risk. No, it's not a good idea. We need to change the attitude in this country towards gays and lesbians.
Oh, definitely.
100%. All right?
Totally agree with that.
Okay, Kev.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Jeremy in Glendale. Jeremy, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Go ahead. Jeremy?
Boat drinks there, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, on the draft versus the inactive reservist call-up thing,
mm-hmm.
I got out of the 101st Airborne in 89, and I got called back in December of 90 as an individual ready reservist for Desert Shield. And... I went active reserves after that, but they shut down the active reserve infantry in 92. So now all the combat arms reserve units are inactive reserves. But here's the deal. For prior service, you have to meet the height, the weight standards, the body fat,
right,
mass standards, the push-ups, the sit-ups, the run, everything, for your age group that's in the military to go back in. So those are the standards they need to lower, because I'm 38 years old, almost 39. And on 9/12, I was at the recruiter's office ready to go back in. And they took one look at me and they said, no, you're like 30 pounds overweight.
There's That's right, yeah. It's 30, it's I think they've changed it to it's 32 pounds now.
But the thing is, though, is there's a lot of people like me out there that are prior service that would go back in a heartbeat if they would let us. But we can't meet those standards. And the thing is, after you've been out for like 5 years, you have to go back to your basic anyway. So you would shave all that weight off and get back in shape during 13 weeks of basic and AIT training.
Yeah, so why don't they let you go in?
They don't want to lower those standards for some reason.
Yeah, well.
But, there's a lot of guys like me that if it came down to a draft, we would go back in so that somebody who didn't want to go didn't have to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it doesn't sound very logical. It doesn't sound very logical at all.
It's not. You know, it's like when they shut down the active reserve infantry in 92, that was stupid because a lot of guys that will get called back in as IRs, especially if something happens in other parts of the police, can't spot it because they've been out for 3 or 4 or 5 years.
I hear you, pal. Hey, Jeremy, thank you, man. It's good to hear your voice, and I hope you'll call again. I'm out of time. I got to go. But have a good day, buddy. Okay?
You too, man. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll see you tonight at Bayou Bob's starting at 5 o'clock. That's next to the Paramount Theater. Progressive club members get all kinds of goodies. Go to am760.net, register now. If not, talk to you tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. Al Franken is up next here on AM760, Progressive Talk.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Right to you. Act now. We'll add a $200 upgrade and a